The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Hawks football, Scott Reardon, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, good evening, football fans, and welcome to David Nielsen Memorial Field here on the north side of Royal City, Washington. We're looking at open plains and farm fields and really not hardly a house in sight as the lights are on here at Nielsen Stadium as College Place gets ready to take on the Royal Knights here in SCAC East action. Again, this is Scott Reardon bringing you all of the action tonight, and I just want you to imagine going through the drive-through and you order a cheeseburger, all right? And you go through the line and you wait for this couple of cars and finally you get up to the booth and out comes five bags of 25 cheeseburgers and 10 sets of fries and eight milkshakes. All right? Just imagine that. You didn't order that. It was a pretty tall order, right? Way more than you asked for. Well, that's kind of what College Place faces tonight in the Royal Knights. They are ranked number one in the state. They have won 30 games in a row. They are the two-time state defending champions. I happened to watch them last year in the state semifinal up in Spokane where they totally dismantled Deer Park from North Spokane. Royal comes into this game 3-0. They've outscored their opponents 138-3. Last week in their season opening conference game at Warden, they came away with a 61-3 victory. So again, a big, big task for the College Place Hawks tonight, facing arguably one of the better teams in the state at all classifications, especially Class A. They are the class of Class A. And in this field that I'm looking at right now, out in the middle of kind of nowhere, looking at farm fields, it is an AstroTurf field. And it looks like it's been well used, but it is a very nice facility here at Royal. 2-1. They opened up with a non-conference win at Highland 34-13. Then they won at home against Goldendale in a game which was played last Monday, a week ago Monday, at Hawks Stadium, where College Place won 25-8. And then last week, just a heartbreaker, exciting heartbreaker, but tough nonetheless, a 13-7 road loss in overtime to Riverview. College Place really technically did not play Royal last year. They were scheduled to play up here, and because of injuries and really the inability to field a safe team, College Place decided to forfeit that game. So this is really the first official varsity meeting between these two teams. College Place freshmen actually played up here 3 years ago. Talking about Royal, and I'll probably get to their stats later on here, but College Place comes in again 2-1, led by senior quarterback Miguel Moreno, 30-for-88, 553 yards, 7 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. His leading receivers, Cam Lindstrom, Axel Corain, and Grayson Taylor. I just want to just highlight action tonight as well in other conference games. Warden is at Connell, Columbia Burbank is at Kiona Benton, and Riverview is at Wallouk. So again, the teams are at least College Place out in the field getting warmed up. And this week, kind of special, Media 2 class at College Place High School has stepped in to help me and assist with interviews, primarily from senior Shayna Doyle. And she was able to sit down and talk with College Place head coach Donald Pons. And our senior interview this week is Dustin Josephek. And those interviews will be coming up right after this two-minute timeout. I guess, again, you're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
When's the last time you said wow at the grocery store? At Grocery Outlet, we hear it all the time. After all, our wow savings give you 50% off or more compared to traditional supermarket prices. These aren't special offers that require a coupon or a club card. These are actual everyday savings on the fresh name brand groceries you love. So you can load up your cart with quality and cut your grocery bill in half. We think wow sums that up quite nicely.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market. 910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
Hi, this is Sheila at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Our special in September, $3 off UPS or FedEx ground shipping or $5 off air. If you have things that your college student has left behind, we can send those off. Or if had guests staying for Labor Day holiday, we can send off the things that they left behind. And don't forget, at Postal Annex of Walla Walla, we have all the packing materials that you might need. Come on in and see what we've got.
And they'll pack it up and wrap it for you, too. That's Postal Annex,
your go-to get-it-done place. Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hi, this is College Place High School senior Shannon Dole, and it's time for the Coach's Corner with head coach Donald Pons. Hello, Mr. Pons. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello. How are you doing?
The Hawks are coming off a tough 13-7 overtime loss at Riverview. What are some of your coaching takeaways from that game?
Yeah, some of the coaching takeaways I would say are that, you know, the fight. It was a tough battle, a tough loss for us, but we fought. We never gave up. So that's one thing, is that we can win any game. We can be in any game. And at times it seemed like our offense was stalling and we weren't going to score, but we ended up scoring in the last possession of the ball game. And just to continue to work hard and to fight and to finish. Some of the things that we could take away. You know, we haven't been in a game like that before. We were in blowouts. Either way, either side of the result. So it was a good win for us, or a good game for us. Not a win, but a good game for us to see what we have, see what we're made of. And the guys proved that they can play in any game, and that you know, we can play close games.
The Hawks defense in particular was nails last week. How do you coach a team to remain resilient despite constantly being called on to make stops?
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing is that, and I talked about in our practice, the same guys that play offense are the same guys that play defense, and usually they're the guys that step up. And again, defense is one of those things where defense is, they gel a little bit quicker than the offense. And so we ask the defense guys to do their job and their responsibilities, and they've done a really good job of that. We focus and emphasize tackling every day, so that helps us a little bit with the defense. It makes it fun for us, and it's just fun for us. And it's okay to be identified as a defensive team, and if that's the identity that we need to take in our team, then that's what we'll do. And we just got to tell those guys that this is going to be our calling card. And so I think they enjoy the challenge of playing defense and stopping somebody. Is really fun. But we also, at the same time, we know that offense has to get going and has to score and has to gel.
You're playing the Royal Knights this week, who have won 30 state games and 2 state titles. What kind of mindset do you install in your players as you approach this game?
The first thing I said is just have no fear. We have to be fearless out there. We know who they are. We've played them when we were a young freshman group, a JV group. They're good. They have a good program, a good system. Their players buy into what they do, and that's what's successful. And eventually we want to be on that same end. We want to have a great system. We want to have players buy in. But at this point, we have to be fearless. They don't do anything special, but they just do it really, really well. What they do is really, really well, and well coached, and they don't make any mistakes. And so we have to go in with the mindset that, you know what, we could play with these guys. And that's what we've done. Mm-hmm. We're the same size, same age. You know, they've just been playing for a while, and they've been successful for a long time. And we can come in and we can play with those guys. So the mindset is be fearless. They're the same as just as us.
Okay. You're seen frequently wearing your Oklahoma gear. What is your favorite moment in Oklahoma football history?
It's a good one because it's more of a story, not just a moment. Well, I guess it's a moment. One of my good friends who I had the honor and pleasure of rooming with during our high school football days was Jason White. And Jason White was the Oklahoma quarterback for 4 years. He has several knee injuries that ended the season. But a big moment for me and knowing that Jason White won the Heisman Trophy. I believe he won in 2003. But the Heisman Trophy means that you're the best player in college. And I was like, I roommated with this guy when we were high school all-stars. And we were doing our high school all-star Oklahoma circuit, played against some all-stars in Texas, and we played with each other in an all-state game, and we became friends then. And a big moment for me is, like, I know that guy. He's in New York City, and he's getting a trophy for the best college player for that year. So that's a big moment for me.
That's really cool to have the opportunity to know him.
Yeah.
Your wife, Rita, is beloved counselor at College Place High School. Has she ever suggested a play or a strategy that you incorporated in a game?
The strategy, I would say, is hurry home, honey. she is starting to get a lot of football because I take it home with me a lot. And she'll suggest things here and there, and we need to go out as a team, or we need to do something that's a little bit seems more team friendly, or this was off, or you didn't have enough players on the field. And she gives me a lot of suggestions like that. Then she's just, nobody knows this, but since she's a counselor, she counsels me through, along with Mr. Reardon, counsels me through the season. No, she does a really good job as a fan and a wife that supports me and this program, because it is long hours. Mm-hmm. I get home late at night, and it can be dragging, you know. And so she has a positive attitude, and she always remains positive and wants to see this program and me just be successful.
That is great. Thank you, Mr. Pons. This has been the Coach's Corner. We will continue the pregame show after this 2-minute timeout. You are listening to Hawks Radio, FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
This is the pregame show.
It's time for the Hawk Talk featuring senior Dustin Josephette. Hello, Dustin. Thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
So, Dustin, tell us what your favorite movie is.
I would say I have to be Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tells No Tales, because it shows like a part of history that we don't go into at our school, and it's like Johnny Depp shows how true a character can be.
Who is your favorite teacher and why?
I would have to say Miss Bushkovsky, because she goes really into detail into Spanish and she helps us enjoy Spanish.
So would you say that's your favorite class?
Yeah.
Great. Which of your teammates is the toughest?
I would have to say Grayson Taylor. He gets in there, he does his job, and he doesn't come out with many breaks.
What is something you've never done but would like to do?
I would have to say skydiving, because I get the adrenaline and it's something that not most people would like to do.
What is the most bizarre thing you've ever seen on the football field?
Most bizarre was yesterday during practice when Coach Pons was coming into the field. We were going to go pick him up in our little trailer we had on the end of the ATV. And as he was coming towards us, the trailer tipped over and Pons was literally sliding on the ground.
Great. How would you want to be remembered as a college place football player?
I would want to be remembered as a college place football player, because a coach taught us to work as pride and work with pride and team as a team.
Great. Thank you, Dustin, for your time. Good luck in your game.
Thank you.
This has been Hawk Talk with College Place High School senior Dustin Josephek. We will continue with the pregame show right after this 2-minute timeout.
You are listening to Hawks Radio, FM 102.3, KGDC2.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
Did you know that heating and cooling accounts for 50 to 70% of the average home's energy consumption? Total Comfort Solutions is offering savings on the double. Save $500 now on a qualifying heating and cooling system. Save every day on energy costs. If your system is over 10 years old, a new system can pay for itself in energy efficiency. Take advantage of the Comfort Combo Special and save $500 on a qualifying comfort system. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744 or visit comfortrightdayornight.com.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Remember the simpler times when local grocery stores were the hubs of every town? Everybody knew everybody. Now, with our busy lives and schedules, we seem to have lost that feeling. But not at Walla Walla's Harvest Foods. We still value community and hometown pride. We want to know your name, hear about the kids, and cheer on the College Place Hawks with you. And if you think we're stuck in the past, text KGDC Harvest to 71441 to get today's daily special texted to your phone. That's KGDC Harvest to 71441. Go Hawks! You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal City, where College Place and Royal getting ready to kick it off here in about 4 minutes. Just kind of wanted to run down here the teams tonight. First of all, Royal, they are led by quarterback Sawyer Jenks, Jr., 6'4", 160, the younger brother of Caden Jenks, who led Royal to the state championship last year and has gone on now to Weber State University in Ogden, Utah. And so the younger Jinx, who I got to see briefly in action last year in that game against Deer Park, he's the quarterback, comes in 34 for 56, 669 yards, 10 touchdowns, no interceptions. Rushing attack for Royal tonight will be led by Alonzo Hernandez, 5'9", 185-pound junior, 44 carries, 279 yards. He averaged 6.3 yards per carry and is put in the end zone four different times. Also, Lorenzo Myrick will be carrying the ball tonight, 26 carries, 177 yards, 6.8 average yards per carry, and three touchdowns. Leading receiver and a returning all-league choice at both wide receiver and defensive back is senior Corbin Christensen, 6'3", 165 pounds. Christensen, 12 receptions, 225 yards, and three touchdowns on the year. Also actively receiving will be Angel Farias, junior, 6'2", 180 pounds. Farias, 7 receptions, 219 yards on those 7 receptions, and 3 touchdowns. So Christensen and Farias have each caught 3 touchdown passes on the year of the 10 thrown by junior Sawyer Jinx. College place will be led, as I mentioned earlier, by senior quarterback Miguel Moreno. Kind of had a tough time of it last week. Running attack led by senior Cameron Marshall, 24 carries, 160 yards, and one score. And again, your top receivers will be Lindstrom, Karain, and Taylor. And, you know, when you talk about keys to the game tonight, I would say, first of all, the Hawks have to experience what a state-class program with tradition really looks like. And so just kind of enjoy the experience and appreciate what Royal has done here. And remain injury-free, you know, avoid the injuries, which you have to play hard to avoid injuries, which is kind of maybe an oxymoron, but anyway. And just play hard every play, don't get overwhelmed, and then ball football, don't give up cheap defensive touchdowns. Teams are lined up right now. I believe we're going to have the anthem here in a moment, maybe starting on here. And calendar for this week, tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the College Place Field is a non-league girls varsity game against Granger. Tomorrow at noon is the varsity invitational at Connell High School, which will involve Clallam Roslyn, Connell, Goldendale, Granger, County Benton, and Natchez Valley. Which reminds me, our special guest next Friday at halftime will be senior cross-country runner Kenneth Rooks, who was the 2B state champion as a sophomore, finished fourth place last year, and really hopes to avenge that and win state champion his senior year. But Kenneth will be our guest next week at halftime. Continuing on with activity, Monday was a girls' varsity soccer game at Warden. That game at 4 o'clock on Monday. Then on Tuesday, girls' soccer game at Connell, 6 p.m. And then there is a varsity volleyball game at Connell as well on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, there is a cross-country varsity meet at Royal High School. Girls' soccer, again at home against Columbia Burbank, 6 p.m. on Thursday. And another 6:30 varsity game, home game for the girls, Lady Hawks, at the College Place High School gym. And then next Friday, as we've been the road warriors here, as we're in the midst of a four-game road trip, next Friday it will be the Hawks traveling up the road again, kind of not too far from here, maybe about, I want to say, 30 miles northeast of us. They'll be traveling up to Warden to play the Warden Cougars. So, again, they're announcing the starting lineups here for Royal. Royal comes out in black helmets, all black helmets. I don't see much of a logo on either side there. All black helmets, black tops, black bottoms with a gold shoulder stripe and gold numerals. College Place comes out with their white tops, white bottoms, and navy numerals with Hawks written across the front and their navy helmets with the Hawk on the side. We're still kind of waiting. Royal's announcing the starting lineups, and I think we're just going to take a one-minute timeout here. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
At Walla Walla Carpet One Floor and Home, you always get more without paying more. Like expert consultants, the buying power of over 1,000 stores, the beautiful guarantee. At our Get More Flooring Sale, save 10 to 50% on select floors featuring Tigressa carpets and Invincible waterproof flooring with special 18-month financing available on approved credit. Only at Walla Walla Carpet One. Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 11611 West Rose Street in the Shopko parking lot.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit unionbulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit unionbulletin.com today. That's union-bulletin.com.
Don't say it.
Back.
Don't say it, Mom.
Back to?
Mom!
Back to school!
Ugh, if I have to go back to school, at least I get to go to the Y.
That's right. The Walla Walla YMCA has after-school childcare, youth sports, swim lessons, and more. They will keep you busy so I can rest easy at work.
Okay, Mom, but I don't know why you're so happy.
I know, son. Visit WWYMCA.org to see all the programs available for your family or call the Walla Walla YMCA at 509-525-8863.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal, where we're getting ready for kickoff between the Royal Knights and the College Place Hawks, both teams getting ready to come out on the field. And just want to give a little side story here, kind of interesting. Caden Jenks, who was a quarterback last year for Royal, the senior, went on to is now at Weber State. He was being recruited. I was reading some information about Caden Jenks, and he was taking Royal to the state final over in Tacoma and all that good stuff. And I read that he was being recruited by Brent Myers from Weber State. I went, wow, Brent Myers, that name sounds familiar. It said he was the executive head coach at Weber State University. And I'm like, wow, that name just kind of rings a bell to me. And I went on the Weber State website and looked at Brent Myers, looked at his picture. And I'm like, I know that guy. I remember that guy. And he had an email address there on the football website for Weber State. And I clicked on it and I sent him an email and I said, dear Brent, this is Scott Reardon. You probably don't remember me at all, but, do you remember an ed class that we had, an education class that we had at Eastern Washington University in 1982? And we sat around in a circle for every day for like 2 weeks. We told what our major was and what our hometown was. And I got a reply like probably within 24 hours and said, yeah, I kind of remember that class. So kind of funny how you get these weird connections and how some of these people you run into in life reappear in different walks. But here we are. And Brent Myers recruiting Caden Jenks from Royal City to play down at Weber. So we have the coin toss here. College Place captains out on the field. Cam Lindstrom, Miguel Moreno, and Grayson Taylor, and I think it's Dustin Josefek out there as well. And it looks like College Place has won the toss and has elected to defer. And Royal will be receiving. So out the two teams are going to come here. Royal is going to move from right to left. Again, we're playing in a turf field tonight. We're looking due north. We're probably just about a mile and a half north of the highway coming into Royal here, which we're not too far from the Columbia River to our west. Is probably, I'm going to guess, about another 20 miles is a wild guess. But anyway, and we're probably about 15, 20 miles south of Interstate 90. So it's kind of the foothills here of the beginnings of Eastern Washington out here in Royal, as we're looking at a plateau, significant hill and plateau above us on just pure farm fields and wheat that's already been cut and some lots of greenery here. And so we're going to get ready to play football here. Back deep will be Farias and just a second here. I got to get my light turned on. One moment. Pardon that interruption. I had the light turned off on me, and I couldn't read any numbers here. So Angel Farias will be back deep along with Lorenzo Myrick for Royal. Again, they're going to move from right to left here out of the east parking lot area. And kicking it off will be senior Miguel Moreno. Again, Royal Knights, 30 wins in a row, two-time defending state champions. And here we come with the opening kickoff. Moreno approaches the ball. Just hits a squib kick. He's going to be taken off the hands of an up man at the 32. He runs laterally across the field, has a little bit of running room at the 30, trying to get the corner to the 35, stutter steps 40, probably knocked out of bounds up at the 45-yard line by Braden Schwartz. And that kickoff return went for about 14 yards. I think that was Quintero on the – he was the up man on that play. And so Royal takes over first and 10 at their own 45-yard line on their side of the field. And out comes Jinx. Single set back behind him. I believe that is Myrick. Two wides out to the right. Hand the ball up. Delay handoff inside wide open field. 50, 45, 40. And down the field, 35, 30. We have a flag following, coming in late as Quintero takes all the way down to the inside the 30, down to the 29. I think we had a receiver hold down there, spot foul, with the flag resting at the 33, but still give Quintero a gain of 22 yards. But a hold is going to move that back. Now, it will be good for a first down, but... I think that's going to spot the penalty at the 33. Spot foul will move it back to the College Place 43, but still a big gain. It was just an inside handoff. I would call it, from the old style terminology, we'd call that a crossbuck play, as Jenks was faking the toss sweep to the right, and it was just a cross action back inside the left guard, and a 22-yard gain, and away we went. So you're going to spot the ball at the 44 of College Place. So give Quintero a gain of 21 yards from the spot. So first and 10, hash mark left for the black-shirted Royal Knights at the College Place 44. Single back, flanking Jinx, two wides out to the right. One out here left is Christensen. Shotgun snap, back to pass, looking to throw. We're looping out of the backfield across. Back across the field, he throws down the sideline, the 40, the 35, the 30, open field, 25, 20, still going stiff arm. And all the way down into the end zone is Isaac Ellis, who just sneaked out of the backfield and catches the 44-yard touchdown pass from Sawyer Jenks. He just took that ball right straight down the inside sideline here, and it's a 44-yard completion to Isaac Ellis for the score. And with 11:23 to go here in the first quarter, Royal already on the board on the first pass attempt of the game, 44-yard pass play from Jinx to Ellis. And lines are set here, extra point coming by Guerrero. Snap is low, kick is up, line drive up, and it is good. 11:23 to go here, first quarter, your score, Royal 7, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where handmade cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lemus and Corain back deep in boot. Actually, it's Taylor. It's Corain taking right up the middle to 20, 25, lowers his shoulder, and he's dropped at the 24-yard line. It's Axel Corain after about a 6-yard return, so it didn't take Royal long. Two plays, and they go 55 yards on the highlighted by the 44-yard pass play from Jinx to Ellis. So College Place takes over first and 10 at their own 24, hash mark right. Again, they're in the white tops and white bottoms led by senior quarterback Miguel Moreno. And, man, one thing I didn't mention was some of the all-league picks that that Royal has. I'll highlight that later on, but they have several returning all-league linemen, Garcia, Byerly, Hernandez, Juan, and Alonzo Hernandez. Open set backfield, three wides out left and two to the right. Miguel in shotgun, empty backfield. Four-man front for Royal. Snap back. Miguel rolling to his left, looking to throw, looking, fires out in the flat. That ball through the hands and just kind of looking to run before he caught the ball was Grayson Taylor up at about the 26-yard line. That was a well-conceived play. Looks like he might have gotten some yardage, but Taylor looked to run before he caught it. Through his hands, incomplete. Second and 10 Hawks, hash mark left from their own 24-yard line. Again, we're down at 11-12 to go. First possession for College Place moving from left to right.
Yes.
Second and 10 at their own 24-yard line. Again, we are at David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal. College Place comes out with Rogers flanking Moreno. Two wides out left and one right with Taylor slotted inside right. Four-man front for Royal. Snap back, hand the ball off the middle, and Rogers is blown up back at the 19-yard line, breaking through there. Carlos Quintero, who had quite a run here a moment ago of about 24 yards, they're going to spot that for a loss of five back at the 19. So what you don't want to do with these Royal Knights is get in a third and long situation, and College Place faces that right off the bat. Third and 15 at their own 19-yard line, their opening possession here, and out we come. Royal leads again 7-0 on a 44-yard pass play from junior Sawyer Jenks to senior Isaac Ellis. Shotgun set, Rogers flanking Moreno, double wides either side, four-man front for the black-shirted, black-helmeted Royal Knights. Long count, snap back, Moreno looking to throw, look, pumps, now he throws out in the flat and just airmails it. Clear over the head of Cam Lindstrom up at the 25-yard line into the Royal bench, incomplete. So it's a quick three and out here for College Place, and Moreno will punt from his own 19. Corbin Christensen, the all-league wide receiver and defensive back, retreats to just inside his side of the field, about his own 48-yard line. Punting time here for Moreno, who was a first-team all-league selection last year for the Hawks. Lines are set. Moreno will kick out of the western side of the end zone. Snap back is a good one. Pressure's on. Line shot, boot. Going to hit inside Royal territory at the 45. Take it on the run. Christensen inside the College Place 40. Makes one man miss. Flag comes down as Corain wrestles him out of bounds at the College Place 33-yard line. So a punt on the play for Moreno of 36 yards. As Christensen took that from his own 45. And hold on, we do have a hold on the play again. that downfield by Royal, their second penalty of the game. And that'll again be a spot foul, and very similar to the last penalty, the flag rests. Well, the flag rests at the College Place 38. So I'm going to give Christensen a 17-yard punt return, and then the 10-yard penalty will move it back to the Hawk 48-yard line, where the Royal Knights will have it first and 10. 10:05 to go here in the first quarter. Royal already up 7-0 on a 44-yard pass from Jenks to Christensen, and I just saw a flag fly, but they were just throwing the flag back to the official. Shotgun set with one man flanking Jenks. He's going to turn, fake the handoff, look downfield, fires, man wide open. It's Christensen right down the middle of the field, hauls it at the 10, the 5, touchdown, and there's a blowing coverage in the backfield for College Place. Christensen scoring on a 48-yard pass from Caden Jenks right down the middle of the field, and there was nobody there for the Hawks. Touchdown, Royal. They go up 13-0. Two passes, two attempts for Jenks, and two long touchdowns. So that's unfortunate. Wide open was the All-League receiver, Corbin Christensen. Again, in is Guerrero for the extra point. Lions are set. Snap, spot. They're going to fake. Christensen just fires out in the flat. Wide open out in the flat is the receiver, Carlos Quintero, for the two-point score. And Royal goes up 15-0. 9:56 to go here, first quarter. Your score, Royal 15, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
You may not know that Grocery Outlet works hard to bring you organic, specialty, all-natural, and healthy brand name products. Items from Clif Bar, Annie's, Silk Soy Milk, and lots of others, all at great prices. We group all of these items in our NOSH section. NOSH stands for Natural, Organic, Specialty, and Healthy. And you can find these items by the green signs in our store that say NOSH. Grocery Outlet. The healthier way to save.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Deep end-over-end kickoff taken by Taylor at his own 10-yard line. Reverses his field this side, lowers his shoulder, and drives down to the 21-yard line. So who's rolling, running to his left, and Taylor reversed his field and brought it back to about the, I'm going to spot him down at the 21. The Hawks will take over first and 10. As you blink and the Royal offense has put up two scores. You might say, why did they go for two? Isn't that kind of rubbing it already? Hey, Royal plays tough every play, and they're not going to hold up at all. They lead 15-0 here on two touchdown passes by Jenks, Sawyer Jenks, to his two receivers, Ellis and Christensen. Corbin Christensen, that is. So out we come with Miguel Marino. In shotgun, flanked by, I believe, Rogers, double wides either side, four-man front for Royal. Here we go. Back to pass. Marino looking to throw, looking, fires out in the flat. That ball through the hands of Lindstrom out at about the 22. Would have been a short gain if it would have been completed, but it fell incomplete. Second and 10 from there.
I bet they blitz outside, short side.
So second and 10, College Place just looking for some offense here. So far, four plays run, minus 5 yards, ball at their own 21, moving from left to right. Second and 10, Marino getting the play call in, running back into the huddle, talking to Coach Pons here. As College Place again already finds itself down 15-0. Second and 10 at their own 21-yard line, 9:44 to go here in the first quarter. Going to send double wides either side now in is Schwartz. At running back, flanking Marino in shotgun, four-man front. Count back to pass. Marino pumps, looking to throw, fires deep down the field, jump ball up at about the 37-yard line. Had isolation there. Angel Farias with the coverage as Lindstrom tries to stretch his full 6'4 frame up for that pass. Can't quite get it. And once again, we face a 3rd and 10 college plays at their own 21-yard line, trailing 15-0 here. Just really still kind of underway here. 9:38 to go here in the first quarter. College plays looking for their first down. Again, Royal has pretty much dismantled everybody they've played this year as they've outscored their opponents 138-3. College plays is trying to get some offensive momentum here. They're going to go empty backfield here. Schwartz is going to split here to the right. Two wides right, three left, four-man front for Royal showing blitz. And here comes the middle linebacker firing out in the flat. That ball caught, trying to spin away. And I think that's Schrendel up at the 27-yard line. Foul pass out off to the left. Schrendel will pick up 6 yards on the play as Moreno completes his first pass of the game. As it is, it's going to be a few yards short. Ball spot the 27. It'll be 4th down and 4. Senior Corbin Christensen, who just caught a 48-yard touchdown pass, retreats in single safety back inside his own 40-yard line. Lines are set here for the Hawks. Snap back is high. Moreno under pressure. Nice boot. End over end. Going to hit on the Royal side to the 40 and then roll out of bounds. So a fairly effective kick. No return. Let's see where they spot it out. And they're going to put it down at the 39-yard line. Give Moreno a 34-yard punt and no return. This will actually be the, if you want to call it that, this will be the poorest field position for the Knights so far tonight at their own 39-yard line. So far they've run 3 plays and have gained 113 yards. First and 10 Royal at their own 39 hash mark right.
You can go wide side of the field.
And single back set again, flanking Jenks with whites either side, tight end left, one man slotted left. Jenks in shotgun, takes snap, handoff, left side right at the middle of the field, trying to break free, getting some yardage up to right near the first down mark is Lorenzo Myrick out of the I formation. Just takes a handoff right up the middle, and they're going to spot him just short of the first down to give Myrick a gain on the play of actually going to stop here, and if we can have a measurement, they're going to signal first down. So a 10-yard gain for Myrick. Going to give the Knights their second first down of the game, first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. 8:33 to go here, first quarter. Knights lead 15-0. Jenks and shotgun, flanked by single back, tight end left, slot left, wide to either side, four-man front. Fake the handoff, fire out in this flat, little bubble screen here, stiff arm by Christensen down the right, left sideline, 30, 25, 20, and Christensen just gave his man a stiff arm at about the 40, and from then on it was just a foot race, and Christensen takes it all the way down 51 yards on the pass play from Jenks as Christensen just making it look easy as gave the would-be tackler a stiff arm, and he just ran the rest of the way and outrun everybody to the end zone.
He literally pushed him.
And with 8:16 to go, Royal up now 21-0 with Guerrero in for the extra point. Almost looks like a video game or pinball here going on with Royal, and they're scoring. Guerrero for the extra point. Christensen to hold. Snap, spot, kick is a line shot off to the left, and it is good. 8:16 to go here, first quarter. Your score, Royal 22, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hey, your mirror bubbles.
Ensuing kickoff here by Quintero goes out of bounds up or at the 22-yard line. Now, in high school, you can take it out where it goes out of bounds. You can take it at the 35, or you can have them re-kick. So in this case, College Play is going to take over at their own 35-yard line. Again, right now, just looking for their inaugural first down here this game, moving from left to right again. Again, this game coming to you from David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal. College Play down 22-0 here, 8-6 here. Junior quarter here, Jenks going to returnee Ruben Christensen of 48-51 yards. Hawks here in 10 left. They're 5 yard line, two wides out, right, and one left. Go back, flanking Moreno is Marshall, four-man front for Royal. Moreno looks at the defense. Lines are set. Shotgun. Snap back, hand the ball off left. Marshall tries to make one when with. He's Quintero just takes the legs out from under him back inside the 35, back at 32. Again, Marshall at the corner, but Quintero up and stops for a loss of, we'll call it, 3 play. Loss of 3 to the 32 line. Quintero has already made quite a back here tonight. 200-pound senior. Second and 13, Hawks have left from their own 30-yard line. Moreno in shotgun with tight end left. One man left and two right. Schwartz is in his tight end set, four-man front for Royal. Shotgun set for Moreno. Long count, snap back, looking to throw, rolls to his right. Now he looks, now he fires over the middle. That ball airmailed way over the head of Lindstrom with Isaac Ellis covering on the play, incomplete. And again, the Hawks face a third and long, this time third and 13 from their own 32. So far, Lindstrom 1 for 6 for 6 yards, trying to find the senior. I should say Moreno 1 for 6 for 6 yards. He was trying to find the senior Lindstrom there at about the 44-yard line of the Hawks. Third and 13. As out they come again, they break the huddle. Joseph Eck over the ball at center. Four-man front for Royal. Three wide out, right, two left, empty backfield. Moreno in shotgun. Showing blitz is Royal, and here they come. Moreno's take off, try to run, just fires out flat, hangs it up. And was that ball caught? No, we had Lindstrom and Schwindel converging on what looked like an attempt to throw away. And Schwindel almost came up with it. It is incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth down here as not much time running off the clock, and it seems like Royal just seems to be out there all the time running plays here at this point and scoring. So fourth down, fourth and 13, Hawks, their own 32. Moreno to punt, wides either side, as Christensen's going to retreat to his own 35-yard line. High snap again. Moreno goes and gets it. End-over-end boot. Christensen's going to field it at his 33-yard line, up the left sideline, gets a couple blocks, now gets a wall of the 50, the 45, the 40. Christensen just running down the field, the 25, the 20, cuts inside, the 10, the 5, reverses field, and then right in the middle of the field, he crosses the end zone. Touchdown, Christensen. I'm going to give him a 65-yard punt return on that play as it goes that was a 33-yard punt and a 65-yard return. Corbin Christensen finds the end zone for the third time tonight, this time on a 65-yard punt return, and Royal goes up 28-0. So, again, a 65-yard punt return by the senior Corbin Christensen. He just kind of was just played his blockers and just kind of waited and waited and just run right down the left side of the field. Guerrero in for the extra point. And it looked like we had a Hawk, maybe Lindstrom, cross the line. As we had some sort of movement. They're going to call College Place for encroachment here. So set up this play again. Guerrero is going to try again with Christensen, who just scored. He's going to hold. And lines are set here. Snap, spot, kick up, Guerrero, line drive, boot, and it is good. 6:57 to go here, first quarter, your score, Royal 29, College Place nothing. Take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sheila at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Our special in September, $3 off UPS or FedEx ground shipping or $5 off air. If you have things that your college student has left behind, we can send those off. Or have had guests staying for Labor Day holiday, we can send off the things that they left behind. And don't forget, at Postal Annex of Walla Walla, we have all the packing materials that you might need. Come on in and see what we've got.
And they'll pack it up and wrap it for you, too. That's Postal Annex,
your go-to get-it-done place. Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Kickoff by Quintero, fielded by Corain for a 5-yard return from his own 17 back to the 22, as it's been adding machine football for the Royal Knights. Senior Corbin Christensen so far, 3 touchdowns, and we're only we're just a little bit more than 5 minutes into this game. 29-0 Royal, as they've jumped all over the Hawks here. Actually, they've run relatively few plays here. It's College Place right now. Their goal is, let's just get a first down offensively. And they're going to come out here, first and 10 are the Hawks at their own 22-yard line. Again, Miguel Moreno, the senior quarterback, going to come out with Lindstrom out here to the right. Marshall single back in the backfield, 2 wides off to the left to the short side of the field. Hash mark left for the Hawks. Taylor in the slot right. 5-man front for Royal. Moreno shotgun, handball up at the middle. Marshall kind of sidesteps and then runs right sideways. And he is dropped in the backfield. I believe that's Eduardo Cortez there on the tackle for Royal. That'll be a loss of 2 on the play for College Place. So far, the Hawks is looking, you know, on the running game, the Hawks are just looking for a positive gain here. 2nd and 12 from their own 20. Moreno gets the call in from Coach Pons on the far sideline.
Put it in the suggestion box.
Yeah, just a reminder, we will be with you next Friday at Warden College Place, taking on the Warden Cougars. 2nd and 12, Hawks from their own 20. Taylor slotted inside tight here. Looks like single back Marshall flanking Moreno. 2 wides out to the left and 1 right. 4-man front for Royal. Moreno looks over the defense. They're showing blitz. Snap back. It's through his hands. He's in trouble. Just fires out in the flat. Man was out there, nearly picked off and almost caught by Lindstrom. Christensen has tried to pick off the pass as Moreno retreating, just trying to hang it up and get rid of it. Christensen almost picked it off, went through his hands at about the 25, and then Lindstrom almost caught it. As it is, it falls harmlessly incomplete. But again, it is a 3rd and long. I believe this is College Place's 4th possession, and they've all been 3rd and long. They did have 1 completion there to Schrindel for 6 yards. Here we are, 4th and 12, Hawks at their own 20-yard line. We are at, 5:48 to go here in the first quarter. Royal being 29-0. The white-shirted, white-panted College Place Hawks break the huddle. Taylor will be slotted inside right. Marshall in single back set, double wides to the left, and single man out here to the right is Lindstrom. 5-man front for Royal. Snap back, looking to throw. Moreno fires out left side through the hands of Crane up at about the 25-yard line. Incomplete coverage out there by, I believe that is Alonso Hernandez, who is one of their running backs. Incomplete. So 4th down, and again, that man, Corbin Christensen, treating as he just took back a punt just a few moments ago for 65 yards. And now Moreno punting from his own 20. Christensen stands at his own 48-yard line. Punting time again for Moreno. Line just said high snap. as he just barely gets it off. High, short kick. Christensen comes up for the fair catch. Might have hit a Royal player. Now the Hawks touch it. Now a Royal player touches, and as the ball's ping-ponging all over the place, as it looked like the Hawk might have thought that hit a Royal player. It didn't. It didn't hit anybody. And it's finally spotted down at the 46-yard line. So a 26-yard punt by Moreno and no return, but excellent field position for the Royal Knights here. First and 10 at the Hawk 46-yard line. Actually, they're going to say College Place touched it at the 36-yard line. They're going to say illegal touching. Okay. All right. So actually spot that as a 16-yard punt. And the Knights will take over first and 10 at the Hawk 36-yard line. So awesome field position here if you're a Royal fan. College Place again giving them the short field. Jinx and shotgun flanked by Lorenzo Myrick. Back to pass. Jinx retreating. Has all kinds of time now. Flares out in the flat. The ball caught at the 30. Down the field to 25 to 20. Quintero still going to 15. Gets inside the 10. Inside the 5. Still going. Stiff arms one man. And Quintero is into the end zone. Carlos and Quintero from 36 yards out. Just picks his way. College Place cannot bring down the big receiver out there. Quintero is 5'10", 200 pounds. He takes it in for 36 yards. And with 5:13 to go here in the first quarter, it is already 35-0 Royal over the Hawks. Quintero, 36-yard touchdown. And it's the fourth of the game for Sawyer Jinx. Guerrero in for the extra point. Lines are set. Christensen to hold, kick is up, end over end, and it is good. 5:13 to go here, first quarter. Your score, Royal 36, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Grayson Taylor with return up to the 27-yard line for about 12 yards on the return. Host of Royal Knights in on the tackle. And Royal just putting it on the woodshed here. 36-0, and if you feel bad, how about Southridge and Richland? As at halftime, it is Richland 64 and Southridge 6. And Richland was just some ridiculous numbers offensively. Their quarterback, Jensen, 323 yards passing in the first half. Hawks here looking for their first down. Will have the ball first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. 5:05 to go here in the first quarter. Already 36-0 for the number one ranked. And left, Rogers flanking Moreno in the backfield, four-man front for Royal. Shotgun set, hand the ball off up the left side. Rogers tripped up in the backfield and decked for a loss. Jose Caballero with the stop for a loss back at the 22-yard line. Rogers minus 5 on the play there. 4 rushes so far for the Hawks. Actually, it'll be a 4-yard loss back to the 23. 14 yards lost on 4 carries so far for the Hawks. Second and 14 at their own 23-yard line. Tough sledding here so far for College Place. Really, the only thing to cheer about so far was a 6-yard completion on their second possession of the game. to Schrindel. Other than that, it's pretty much just been either incompletions or backwards for the white-shirted visiting College Place Hawks here at David Nielsen Stadium in Royal. Empty backfield in the backfield, three wides left, two right, four-man front for Royal, shifting around defensively on the defensive line there. Moreno in shotgun, looks over the defense, snap back. Moreno looks to throw, fires out in the flat through the hands of Schrindel, chases it down. They're going to say that was a backward pass. It was close. Actually, not a backward pass. I'm going to say it was a forward pass. It was close to being backwards, I should say. And it is incomplete. And spotted down at the 23-yard line. So, again, another incompletion. Third down and 14. Hawks at their own 23-yard line, looking for just any kind of offensive spark here from the offense here. As far as the offense for Royal, they've run, they've run six plays and scored on five of them. Third and 14 from their own 23, empty backfield again, three wides left, two right, four-man front for Royal. Moreno in shotgun. And here comes an all-out blitz, back to pass, just hangs it up deep, just way, way, way over the head of the receiver down there. Incomplete, intended out there for, I believe, Jesus Moreno on the fly route there. And Miguel just trying to hang it up and time it, but threw it about 10 yards behind Jesus, incomplete. And punting time again for the Hawks, fourth down at their own 23-yard line. Moreno has been under pressure a few times tonight. Christensen will retreat as he's already scored four touchdowns tonight here in the first quarter. He's retreating to his own 46-yard line. Moreno standing at his 10. And a high snap here. Moreno will get it off. Wobbly kick down the field. Christensen fields at his own 44, breaks two tackles, gets a great block, cuts inside the 43, reverses his field to the 40, breaks another tackle to the 30, trying to chase him down as Marshall. He gets blocked at the 20, down to 15, and the 10, stiff arm by Christensen. And he is in for the score. And it's Christensen taking it back 55 yards on this punt, as that was a 32-yard punt and a 55-yard return. As Christensen just stiff-arming the Hawk defense, is just saying, go ahead and try and tackle me. He's really not sprinting or running that hard, as Christensen takes it 55 yards on the punt return. As with 3:34 to go here in the first quarter, and this is not a misprint, it's 42-0 Royal over College Place. Christensen, his second punt return for a score of the game. Guerrero in for the extra point with Christensen to hold. Snap, spot, kick is up, and it is good. 3:34 to go here, first quarter. Your score, Royal 43, College Place nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. Listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Kickoff coming here again.
Do we have anything?
This one from Guerrero, short end over end kick. Taylor comes up, field is at his 18, right straight up the field to 25 to 30, and spun down and dropped at the 31-yard line. 13-yard return, I believe, there. Actually, to call him down at the 30-yard line, give him a 12-yard return. The senior, Grayson Taylor, is so far Corbin Christensen tonight. Four touches, touchdown receptions of 48 and 51 yards, punt returns of 65 and 55 yards, four touchdowns here And we still have 3 minutes and 27 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it's 43-0. Royal, Prosser leads Sela 12-7. And it looks like Southridge is on the board again. They now trail 63-14. Hope to get a score from Wahai here shortly. Moreno and shotgun flanked by one back, three wides out to the right and one left. Moreno back to pass, fires out in the flat. Caught Schwindel, cuts inside near the line of scrimmage and caught the ball. Might have gotten about 2-3 yards. 3 yards on the completion to Schwindel, so he is the lone receiver tonight. Two receptions for 9 yards. Moreno with the completion. Gain of, pausing here for effect, 3 yards up to the 33, second and seven for the Hawks. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Royal leads 43-0.
Release some of that pressure for him.
As it's going to be interesting to say what the internet has to say about this one. Kamiakin leads Pasco 14-0. So far, I don't have a Wahai score yet. So College plays second and seven at their own 33-yard line, three wides out left, one right. Rogers flanking Moreno in the backfield, three-man front for Royal. Snap back, Moreno looking, fires out in the flat.
Oh,
that ball
him?
Caught by one man, cutting inside. I think that's Schwindel. And again, dropped as he cuts that field and gets no gain. Got hit back at the 30, finally finished off by Lorenzo Myrick.
Right
so there. Good news is it was a completion. Bad news is it goes for no gain. And it'll bring up a third down. College plays third and three from their own 37-yard line. 43-0 here, Royal, with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. I did say the first quarter, yes. Moreno gets the call from the sideline from Coach Pons. As at some point, we'll probably expect the Royal Knights to start subbing here. Third and seven, excuse me, for the Hawks. Rogers flanking Moreno in the backfield, three wides out to the left and one to the right. Three-man front, back to pass. Moreno looking, fires out in the flat. Lindstrom catches up to the 40, reverses field, has a first down the 43-yard line. Brought down by three different Royal Knights, Lorenzo Myrick and Carlos Quintera. But, hey, put that on the board. College plays with a first down, 10-yard completion to Cam Lindstrom from Moreno, who now has three straight completions, first and 10 college plays at their own 43-yard line. So there is an offensive spark there, something to maybe build on here. College play still looking for a positive gain in the ground game so far as we are at 120 and counting here first quarter. Yeah. Royal leads 43-0. Hash mark right as out comes Lindstrom here, wide right by himself, three wides out left. Single back, Rogers flanking Moreno in the backfield, three-man front for Royal. Shifting around defensively on the line. Moreno again in shotgun. Snap back is off to the right. Hit it, somebody in the leg, goes back, and covering it is Moreno back at his own 28-yard line as it looked like the snap might have hit the leg at the center, and it's a loss of 15 on the play. Moreno covering it back at his own 28, so that is a disaster for the Hawks offensively. 40 seconds to go here, first quarter. They're going to have a second down, second and 25. They're now actually back inside of their original line of scrimmage when this possession started at their own 30. Second 25 from the 28-yard line. As we're down to 25 seconds go here, first quarter. Royal has just steamrolled so far, making it look easy. 43-0 here as we count down. Probably the last play of the first quarter coming up. Rogers will flank Moreno. Three wides out to the left and one to the right. Three-man front. Snap back. Hand the ball off right side. Rogers barely, I was going to say, gets back to the line of scrimmage, but not quite. He's stuffed back at the 27-yard line, and that'll bring up a big snap, and we heard like some sort of explosion here. Not sure what that was about in our booth as Coach Jessup and I look at each other. Well, they're going to take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Did you know that heating and cooling accounts for 50 to 70% of the average home's energy consumption? Total Comfort Solutions is offering savings on the double. Save $500 now on a qualifying heating and cooling system. Save every day on energy costs. If your system is over 10 years old, a new system can pay for itself in energy efficiency. Take advantage of the Comfort Combo Special and save $500 on a qualifying comfort system. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744 or visit ComfortRightDayOrNight.com.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Seven-yard line is he and I were kind of both running for cover here, wondering what was going to happen. We're being invaded or something. College Place now moving from right to left out of the east end zone. Third and 16, single back Rogers flanking Moreno. It's be Lindstrom off to the right, three wide to the left. Hash mark right here, just underway here for second quarter. Already a 43-0 Royal lead in this contest. Waiting for what? Media break here? Not really sure. But I'm going to try to give you an update here for some games here. And I'm kind of coming up short here. It's on the Tri-Cities website here. Snap back. Moreno looking to throw. Looking. Fires. Man coming free through the hands of Lindstrom. Sure, he had it up at the 36-yard line. He was open, and it went through his hands incomplete. As, again, he kind of looked at it, tried to run with it before he caught it. Probably would have been short of the first down, but he had a shot there. And the ball's incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down. Punting time again. Fourth down. Now, actually, wait a second. It's third down. Check that. Third and 16 from the – actually, I think that's fourth down from what my guesstimate is. It should be fourth down and 16. They've got the ball at the 27. Oh, we have roughing the passer, excuse me, roughing the passer against Royal. I was kind of wondering what was going on there. There was a flag down on the play, and they're going to call roughing the passer, 15-yard penalty, and College Place is going to get a first down via the penalty route. As if you want to look for a weakness for Royal so far tonight, three penalties for 35 yards. Other than that, they've been a juggernaut on both offense and defense. First and 10 Hawks after the 15-yard mark-off here, up at the 42, single back, flanking Moreno, three wides out left, one to the right, three-man front. Moreno in shotgun, looks to pass, fires out in the flat. That ball caught by Jesus Moreno, cuts inside. He is just gobbled up and dropped actually for a loss on the play by Isaac Ellis, who had the initial score tonight on a 44-yard touchdown pass by Jenks. This pass to Jesus Moreno for a College Place goes for a loss on the play of 2 yards.
No.
And so it'll bring up a second down and 12 College Place from their own 40-yard line. Second 12 from the 40. We're at 11:13 to go in the second quarter. 43-0, number one ranked Royal over College Place. Single back Marshall in the backfield, three wides here to the short side. Moreno in shotgun, Lindstrom isolated off to the right, Shardell in motion across the formation. Snap back, Moreno, and he took the snap and just kind of tripped over his own legs. Looked like he wanted to cut one way, then another, and just kind of tackled himself back at the 36-yard line. So a loss of four on that play. We'll bring up third down and 16. Again, it's been a long night for the Hawk offense, just trying to get some momentum as they just seem to go backwards, except for just a moment ago, they did get a first down via a pass play, and then again on a penalty, but they face a third and 16. First down is the 48-yard line of Royal. Clock running 10:20 to go here, second quarter. Royal leads 43-0 on four touchdowns by senior wide receiver Corbin Christensen in the first quarter. It'll be Marshall flanking Moreno in the backfield, single wide receiver left, three to the right, three-man front, high snap. Moreno hauls it in, fires over the middle, caught Lindstrom, 40, cuts inside and carries some Knights with him, mainly on the tackle. Lorenzo Myrick is kind of hanging on for dear life as the play picks up 7 yards to the senior Lindstrom, well short of the first down, 7 yards to be exact. Fourth down for College Place at the 45-yard line. Moreno to punt again, and that man Christensen retreats back to his 20-yard line. Moreno standing at his 33. Fourth and 7 Hawks, their own 45-yard line. High snap. He goes up the ladder to get it, then drops the ball, picks it up, and just kicks it off the ground. Hits a Royal player up at the 43. And we have a flag flying in. I think we're going to have illegal touching as Moreno kicked that ball while it was on the ground. That will be a penalty. They're going to put illegal touching the ball. The flag rests at the College Place 37 as Moreno, the snap went through his hands and was kind of a disaster after that. And he tried to kick the ball while it was on the ground, which you cannot do unless you're doing a drop kick, which I wouldn't qualify that in that category at all. So it'll be a loss of 5 on the play for starters, and then it'll be an illegal touch, I would imagine, against the Hawks, which we've seen that. They called that earlier tonight, I believe. And they're going to talk it over with the Royal captain.
Hey, did Johnny play the first quarter?
Who is Jesse Martinez. Right. Jesse Martinez out there. He's the captain. Flag rest at the Hawk 37-yard line. And they're taking some time here to get the options here. They're going to say illegal kicking or illegal touching. 5-yard penalty from the 37 down to the 32. Needless to say, the Royal Knights again with excellent field position, hash mark left at the Hawk 32-yard line. Again, 43-0 here, second quarter, 9:12 to go. And out come the Royal Knights. Jinx in shotgun, offset eye in the backfield with Myrick dotting it. Four-man front for the Hawks. Jinx turns, hand the ball off. Myrick, right side, open field, 25-20, right down the middle of the field. Stiff arms, a man, the 10, the 5. And Myrick goes in from 32 yards out, just sniping right down the middle of the Hawk offense, excuse me, the Hawk defense, for a 32-yard run. And with that, it's 49-0 Royal. Has two carries, 21 yards for Myrick. He takes it in from 32 yards out for the score. In is Christensen to hold with Guerrero to kick. As the Royal Knights go up 49-0 here just early in the second quarter. Lines are set as we have Lindstrom trying to anticipate the snap as he's 3 yards into the backfield. And they're going to call encroachment against College Place. Again, Myrick, he's actually a sophomore running back, 5'9", 160, scores from 32 yards out. Lines are set, snap, spot, kick is up, and it is good. 9:04 to go here, second quarter, your score, Royal 50, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
Remember the simpler times when local grocery stores were the hubs of every town? Everybody knew everybody. Now, with our busy lives and schedules, we seem to have lost that feeling, but not at Walla Walla's Harvest Foods. We still value community and hometown pride. We want to know your name, hear about the kids, and cheer on the College Place Hawks with you. And if you think we're stuck in the past, text KGDC Harvest to 71441 to get today's daily special texted to your phone. That's KGDC Harvest to 71441. Go Hawks!
At Walla Walla Carpet One Floor and Home, you always get more without paying more. Like expert consultants, the buying power of over 1,000 stores, the beautiful guarantee. At our Get More Flooring Sale, save 10 to 50% on select floors, featuring Tigressa carpets and invincible waterproof flooring, with special 18-month financing available on approved credit. Only at Walla Walla Carpet One. Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 11611 West Rose Street in the Shopko parking lot.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Well, we're back at David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal City, where with 9:04 to go, Royal up now 52-0. Kickoff here by Guerrero. End over end kick fielded by Rogers at the 15. Carissa's field 25. Looks for a gap, gets a block 30, and finally hauled down from behind. Decent field kickoff return, I should say, by the senior Rogers, 19 yards, the 15 up to 34, and reversed it fields about two or three times. Gets 19 yards, does David Rogers on the return. So I'd say decent field position for the Hawks now to start this drive, but their problem has been third and out, three and out, I should say, and third and long several times for the College Place offense. So far, Royals, they've run seven offensive plays, have gained 242 yards, and have scored six touchdowns in the process. Actually, five touchdowns in the process. Double wides either side, single back Marshall in the backfield for College Place. Hash mark left, first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. The senior quarterback Moreno in shotgun, three-man front for Royal. Snap back, Moreno rolls to his right, looks to throw, makes one man miss, fires deep downfield. Estrandell is there, makes the catch to Royal 45-yard line. He brought it in before the ball was knocked out of his hands by, I think that's Carter Dorsing over there, I do believe.
So keep doing that.
Check that. I got Jose Carrillo over there, the 5'8", 155-pound defensive back. But that play goes for 21 yards. On the pass play from Moreno to Schrendel, who already has four receptions on the evening, and College Place now first and 10 on the Royal side of the field at the Royal 45-yard line. So a spark of offense there. Nice throw by Moreno to the sideline, and Schrendel hauls it in. Marshall flanking Moreno in the backfield, three wides out left, Lindstrom off to the far right to the short side, three men front for Royal moving around. Moreno in shotgun. He's enrolled to his left, looks to throw, fires out in the flat, airmails it way, way, way over the head of Grayson Taylor. Incomplete, going to bring up second down and 10. So far passing, Moreno 7 for 18, 45 yards, no interceptions, and we won't even talk about the running game so far. Passing, Jenks 4 for 4, 179 yards and four touchdowns. Rushing, it's Lorenzo Myrick, two carries, 42 yards and one touchdown for Royal. Second and 10, Hawks at the Royal 45-yard line as we are at 8:16 to go here in the second quarter, and it's already 50-0 for the Royal Knights. Second and 10, going to send three wides out to the left, and Lindstrom again isolated far right, single back in the backfield, Moreno in shotgun, pointing around, and he's going to be in shotgun, takes a snap, rolls to his left again, looks to throw, fires back across the grain. Lindstrom, there's going to be a jump ball, goes up, and he makes the catch at the Royal 10-yard line, inside the 10. Down at the 9 is Cam Lindstrom, as was the jump ball, as he and the defensive back down there trying to go up for it. Lindstrom goes up and catches it for a 36-yard gain. College Place now first and goal at the Royal 9-yard line. Great concentration and timing his leap for number 5 senior Cam Lindstrom, as he's 6'3", 170, just went up and got it. Lindstrom with his third reception of the game. College Place in business now. First and goal at the Royal 9-yard line. Marshall will flank Moreno in shotgun. Taylor slotted inside. Two wides out right and one left is Moreno Jesus. Shotgun, back to pass, Moreno shovels out the left, Marshall foot race around the corner to the 10, cuts inside, just barely gets inside the line of scrimmage. They said he might have dropped the ball. They're going to say he was down. Thought he might have a little bit of a lane there, but just could not outrun the pursuit of the Royal defense. Give Marshall a gain of one, down to the 8-yard line, second and goal from the 8. 7:40 to go here, second quarter. Royal up 50-0, but College Place finally with an offensive spark here. Second and goal at the Royal 8-yard line after the 36-yard completion from Moreno to Lindstrom. Marshall will flank Moreno in the backfield, one wide left, three off to the right, against a three-man Royal front. Shotgun set again for Moreno, looks over the defense. Snap back, looking, fires, fade route, Jesus in the corner of the end zone, that ball knocked away, incomplete, nearly picked off, as I was a little bit confused by the soccer line down there. Knocked away by the Royal defense. Could have been picked off in the back of the end zone. As it is, it's incomplete. Third and goal for College Place from the Royal 8-yard line. Moreno gets the play from Coach Pons. Runs in from the right sideline. As we're at 7:08 to go here in the second quarter. Royal leading 50-0. And what has been a offensive and kick return show for the Royal Knights. Marshall will flank Moreno in the backfield. One man off to the left, three wide right. Moreno in shotgun as we have a flinch by the offensive line just coming out of the stance was Rooney for College Place, illegal procedure, and that's going to back it up 5 yards, which College Place really can't afford to give ground at this point. Third down and goal. And again, all you have to do is just move or flinch. Once you're set as an offensive lineman, you cannot move, come out of that stance, or any such thing. Third and goal for the Hawks at the 13-yard line. Okay, I'm going to try to get you some more updates here from action across the Columbia Basin here shortly. Three wides out to the right and one left. Marshall flanking Moreno in the backfield. Three-man front. Royals linebackers are coming up tight here, moving around. They're showing blitz again. Snap back. Moreno looks to throw. Fires out in the flat. Coming out is Schwindel. Tries to break free and can't. And they just close quickly, and it's only a 1 yard. Actually, we'll call it a 6 yard gain from the 13 down to the 7. As Schwindel's been the bright spot so far. 5 receptions for 36 yards for sophomore Tanner Schwindel. Let's see, Kamiakin's up 21-0. Final score, Richland defeats Southridge 63-14. And I think the Wahai Blue Devils should be taking the field shortly, or are on the field shortly. They don't have a score yet. Fourth down and goal. Hawks, we'll call it the 7-yard line. Moreno flanked by Marshall. One man out wide right, three out to the left. High snap, looks to throw, fires over the middle, just hangs it up. In the end zone, Lindstrom unable to get to that ball, shielded away, and they are going to turn the ball over on downs. Is College Place at the Royal 8-yard line. So a promising drive. It started at their own 34, and they move it clear down to the Royal 8 where the drive stalls. And with 6:11 to go here in the second quarter, the Royal Knights lead 50-0, have the ball first and 10. Actually, we're going to call it their own 8-yard line. Again, we will be in action next week, our third road game in a row, as we're going to travel not too far from here up to Warden, just south of Moses Lake. Jenks flanked by Myrick in the backfield, three wides out to the right, four-man front, snap back. Jenks takes the handoff, fires over the middle through the hands of the receiver, Gage Christensen, and Schwindel might have had a play on that ball, but stopped the presses. Sawyer Jenks just threw an incomplete pass. He's now 4 for 5 for 175 yards and 4 scores. And it'll bring up a second down and 10 Royals. Coming free there over the middle was Gage Christensen, but the pass goes incomplete. Christensen is a junior, 5'9", 155 pounds, probably brother or cousin of Corbin and Cooper, two other wide receivers. Second and 10. Knights at their own 8-yard line. College Play shifting around defensively. Jenks in shotgun. And now he's going to play action fake. Fires, waits, fires deep down the middle of the field. And through the hands of Corbin Christensen up at the 45-yard line. Crane in coverage pass thrown just behind him. Christensen unable to haul that in at the 45-yard line, third down and 10. As he's going to come to the off to the sideline as the returning first-team wide receiver from the SCAC. Coming in now is Gage Christensen. Their own seven-yard line, 5:59 to go here, second quarter. Knights lead 50-0.
Got one job, man.
So here we go. College plays. We'll see if they can actually force a fourth down here for the Knights. Third and 10 at their own seven. Hand the ball off open field and breaking free up to 25 and just grabbing a leg and hang on for dear life as the College plays tackler. As just on a little dive play there as it goes for 20 yards by Myrick. We have one man slow to get up, and that's Raynor Byerly. Raynor Byerly, but give Myrick a gain of 20 yards, third and 10. They pick up 20, and a first down for the Knights at their own 27, actually 28-yard line. First and 10 from there. 5:41 to go, second quarter. Royal leads 50-0. Three wides out to the right. Tight end left, four-man front. One man flanking Jinx, Sawyer Jinx in the backfield. They're going to fake the handoff, fire a bubble screen out in the flat. That ball caught by Farias, breaks two tackles, still going up to the 40. And Schwindel hangs on for dear life as Farias drags him up to the 40, call it the 44-yard line. Gain of 16 yards on the pass play. Just a little bubble screen out there to the right side. Going to go for another Royal first down as the Knights now have the ball, first and 10 at their own 44-yard line. Corbin Christensen now checking back in for Angel Farias, as a lot of these wide receivers have two names. This is Farias Ramos. I'm going to just call him Angel Farias. First and 10, Knights hash mark right. Their own 44-yard line, 5:19 to go, second quarter, 50-0 Royal. Corbin Christensen wide right, tight end left, two men off to the left, single back set with Jinx and shotgun, four-man front, College play showing blitz, handoff right up the middle, spinning and still going inside College Place territory and going down to the 45 is Lorenzo Myrick, kind of a whirling dervish there as he picks up 11 yards and another Knight first down on a drive that started at their own 8-yard line. Myrick now four carries, 73 yards and one touchdown. As Sawyer Jinks, number seven, the junior quarterback, 6'4", 160, the heir apparent to this starting position from his brother Caden, has gone on to Weber State. First and 10, middle of the field for the black-shirted, black-panted, black-helmeted Royal Knights. First and 10 at the College Place, 45. Single back flanking Jinks in the backfield, two wides to the right, low snap. Jinks tries to get rid of the ball, and he cannot as Braden Schwartz breaks through. As Jinks went down the errant snap, he is gobbled up and dropped back on the College Place side of the field for a loss of 10 yards on the play. Poor snap right at his feet as he had to go down and get it. Second down and 20 for the Knights at their own 45-yard line. 4:21 to go here, second quarter, and Royal leads 50-0. Jinks in shotgun, offset eye in the backfield, wides to either side. Four-man front is back. They quickly come here to set up here. College play shows blitz. Jinx, hands up right up the middle. Big opening. Quintero inside a College play sideline as he gets down to the 40, call it the 44-yard line. Quintero packs it just right up the middle on the draw for a gain of 11 on the play. Going to bring up a more manageable going from second 20 to third down and 9. We'll call it the College Place, actually the 43-yard line. So give Quintero 12 yards. Third down and 8, hash mark right, moving from left to right on this turf field of the Royal Knights. Third and 8 at the College Place, 43. Again, we're coming to you from David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal, just kind of out in the foothills here north of town near Royal High School. Third down and 8 from the Hawk 43-yard line. Four-man front, three wides left. One man flanking Jinx in the backfield. Play action fake. Looks to throw. Fires bubble screen. That ball might have been tipped as Jamison came in. And the ball is going to fall incomplete. Jamison just stretches that 6'4 frame way up. And the pass is incomplete as Jinx is going to come over to the sidelines. They looks like they might go for it here. Fourth down and 8. at the Hawk 43-yard line, 3:11 to go here in the second quarter, 50-0 Royal. Fourth and eight, they are going for it. Lorenzo Myrick flinking Jinx in the backfield. Three wides left, tight end right, four-man front. Hawk showing blitz. They're going to hand the ball up right up the middle. Big opening, Myrick inside the 35 to the 30, and hauled down almost from behind by Schwartz, but he can't quite catch him as Myrick is going to take it all the way down to the 16-yard line. So it was third down and eight. They needed eight. They got 27 from Myrick, and the Knights have a first and 10 at the Hawks 16-yard line on a drive that started at their own 8-yard line a moment ago. Clock running, 3 minutes to go, 50-0 Royal, hash mark right at the Hawks 16-yard line as Myrick will flank Jinx in the backfield, two wides left, one right, tight end right, five-man front for College Place, moving toward the east end zone, man in motion across the formation, back to pass, looking to throw, middle screen, it's Myrick, has all kinds of running room, cuts inside the five and runs toward the end zone, dives in, stretches the ball out, and they're going to say he is in, Myrick is in, on the little middle screen coming out of the backfield, 16 yards on the pass play to Myrick, and it is now 56-0 Royal on the fifth touchdown pass of the night here from Sawyer Jenks in the first half. Again, 16 yards on the score. In for the extra point, Guerrero with Christensen to hold. Lions are set. A 92-yard drive for the Royal Knights. Snap, spot, kick is up, and it is good. 2:35 to go here in the second quarter. Your score, Royal 57, College Place nothing. We will take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit unionbulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit unionbulletin.com today. That's union-bulletin.com.
Don't say it.
Back.
Don't say it, Mom.
Back to?
Mom!
Back to school!
Ugh, if I have to go back to school, at least I get to go to the Y.
That's right. The Walla Walla YMCA has after-school childcare, youth sports, swim lessons, and more. They will keep you busy so I can rest easy at work.
Okay, Mom, but I don't know why you're so happy.
I know, son. Visit WWYMCA.org to see all the programs available for your family or call the Walla Walla YMCA at 509-525-8863.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And it kicking off was Cooper Christensen. He just kicked a little bloop off to the about the College Place 28. Jesus Moreno returns it up to the 31 for about a return of 3 yards on the return. So Hawks take over first and 10 at their own 31. A 92-yard drive, two third and long conversions by the Royal offense, capped by the 16-yard pass play from Jinx to Lorenzo Myrick, as they now are now at 57-0 here late here in the second quarter. Moreno comes out, offset eye, Schwartz, the up back. Behind him is Marshall. Wide, two wides left and one right. Surveying the field is Moreno. They're showing blitz of the Royal Knights. Line set. High snap through the hands of Moreno. Comes back, and the Knights are going to fall on at the 26. Moreno really had no chance there as he went back to get the fumble. And it went back to about the 25, then hopped and bounced back toward the Royal Knights at about the 27-yard line. So, all kinds of difficulty there on that play. And the first turnover of the game for the Hawks, they're going to turn it over to the Knights. They're going to have it first and 10 at the College Place 27-yard line. So excellent field position for Royal. Again, they lead 57-0. Jinx checks in. New running back in now, Tucker Jeanette, as he was a runner here earlier in the season, and I haven't seen actually any action from him since the opening game. He's in now at running back, Jeanette, number 27. He will flank Jinx with three wides out to the left, tight end right, turn, hand the ball off up the middle. Jeanette tries to break free from Schwartz and cannot. And he's going to have it down at the 24-yard line. Give Jeanette a 3-yard gain, second down and 7. I got Janet or Jeanette. I'm going to call it Jeanette. Tucker Jeanette, kind of like Tony Dorsett. He is a freshman, 5'8", 140. So give him a 3-yard gain. Again, 57-0 Royal here, 151 to go and counting, second and 7. Hawks just turning it over on a fumble. Second and 7, Knights from there. Jenkins shotgun flanked by Jeanette. Two wides to the left, one to the right. New man in. Hand the ball up the middle. Jeanette inside the 25, lowers the knee. Taylor hangs on for dear life as he takes it down to the 17. Give him a gain of 7 yards and a first and 10 at the Hawk 17-yard line. Again, it's been all Royals so far tonight, both offensively and defensive. College Place did have a drive down to the Royal 7-yard line, which stalled, and then Royal, actually the 8-yard line, installed. And Royal then went on a 92-yard drive with two long third down conversions on that drive. Jenks and shotgun flanked by Jeanette, three wides left, tight end right, four-man front. Turn, hand the ball off right side. Jeanette breaks one tackle inside the 15, cuts inside to the 10, to the 5, lowers the knee, and he is going to be into the end zone. College Place unable to bring him down. Jeanette scores on the play from 17 yards out, a touchdown, and the Knights now go up 63-0 here in the second quarter. 17-yard run by freshman Tucker Jeanette. And in again is Guerrero, who's been probably worn out by now with all the extra points here as the Knights put it on the board here with 108 to go. First score of the night for the freshman. Jeanette gets the low five there from the coach and the players coming to the sidelines. Christensen to hold for Guerrero. All kinds of movement there. We got a snap, or a snap is up and the kick is good, but we have encroachment again on the Hawks. So a 17-yard touchdown run makes it 63-0 with the extra point to follow here, as it has been all Knights here tonight, no pun intended, as they're going to line up again. Lines are set, snap, spot, kick is up, and it is late hit by, I think that was Jameson coming in, hitting the kicker late. The kick was good. Yes, it's. Let's see what they do now. They're going to, I think they administer that on the kickoff. They're going to say no flag. He ran into the, just the leg was already outstretched. Kick is good. 1:08 to go here. Second quarter, your score, Royal 64, College Place nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to KGDC 2 FM 102.3.
You've been waiting for the best time to buy all year, and it's finally here. The end of season sales event at McCurley Integrity Toyota, where you'll find us rolling out our most popular models at jaw-dropping prices. Drive home a 2017 Corolla LE for just $128 a month, and the versatile 2017 RAV4 LE is just $177 a month. 0% up to 72 months on many new Toyotas, or $3,000 in rebates. While you're here, test drive the 2018 Camry. Experience the enhanced handling and superior ride quality and all it has to offer. It only happens once a year, and it's going on now. You can't afford to wait on a vehicle you can afford during the end of season sales event. Only at McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla on North Wilbur Avenue in Walla. Integrity in everything we do for you. And visit us online at McCurleyToyota.com. 36-month leases, Corolla LE stock number T26939, due in signing. RAV4 LE stock number T324-4999, due in signing.
Financing offers available on select models on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and fees. See dealer for details. Expires 10/17.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Short kickoff by Cooper Christensen. Just a little bloop kick fielded at the 25-yard line. Moreno, Jesus Moreno, had to go back and get it. And he pretty much just kind of gobbled it up and took a knee right near the Royal sideline at the 25-yard line, first and 10 for the Hawks. From there, they had a decent drive on their last possession from their own 34 to the Royal 8. But now they've only got 106 to go here in this half, 64-0, the number one ranked Royal Knights. Moreno in shotgun, offset eye with Rogers in the backfield, two wides out right and one left. Four-man front, turn the hand the ball off Rogers up the right side, just tries to lean forward and get some sort of action there. And Rogers is piled up by a host of Knight defenders, and dropped for a yard loss back at the 24, second down and 11. For College Place, again, they had a little bit of a spark there in a couple pass plays, one to Schrendel for 21 yards and just a jump ball down near the far sideline, the College Place sideline, 36-yard completion to Cameron Lindstrom, but that drive stalled at the Royal 8, and Royal came back with a 92-yard drive highlighted by two third and long situations, third and 10 and third and 8. Offset eye in the backfield for the Hawks, Schwartz the up man, Rogers the back man, and it's Moreno in shotgun, two wides right, fakes a handoff, fires, just hangs it up down the field. That ball is going to be picked off at the 48-yard line. Coming the other way is the return man. That is Jose Carrillo down the sideline, the 25, the 20, gets a block, and he pancakes a man down there. We have a flag, though, that's going to come in at the 13-yard line. Limping off, it looks like, is Josefek, and the flag rests at the 13. So Carrillo does have an interception, the second turnover of the night for College Place. Carrillo does have the interception as he picked that off at about the College Place 49-yard line. Returns it for an apparent touchdown, but I think that is going to come back as the result of a penalty, an illegal block. Can the flag rest at the 13? They're going to say personal foul on Royal. So, again, if you're looking for some sort of negative for Royal tonight, it's been in the penalty situations. They've had several tonight. And that is going to go as a personal foul. So this flag rests at the 13. Spot it back to the 28. Royal so far tonight, four penalties for 50 yards. But they've more than made it up with it with their offensive and defensive and special teams prowess. 2.7 seconds to go here in the half, and they're going to be in victory formation here and take a knee here. Jinx, two running backs behind him, Christensen about 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And here's the Lions are set, and snap back. Jinx is going to take a knee back at the 30, and that'll do it for the first half. At the end of one half, and there's that pistol shot again. Wow. At the end of one half here from Royal Stadium, David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal, number one ranked Royal, 64, College Place, nothing. We will be coming back with the halftime show, and our special guest is girls soccer coach Trista Rogers, and that will be all coming up after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Hawks Halftime Show. It's time for our feature Focus on the Hawks. And this week we have College Place girls soccer head coach Trista Rogers being interviewed by senior Shayna Dole.
Welcome back to the Hawks pregame show. I'm here with head soccer coach Trista Rogers. Hello, Mrs. Rogers. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi.
How did you come into your position at College Place High School varsity soccer coach?
See, I was one of the original teachers that started here. Played soccer all of my life. It just seemed like a natural fit to apply when I saw the job pop up.
Now that you are in your second varsity season as a team, what kind of changes have you observed in your team?
Work ethic. As we grow and we get more and more players, I see an increase in work ethic due to competition.
Okay. Who are the key players on this year's team?
That's a hard one to answer. Key players on this year's team. We have a group of solid seniors, in particular like the captains, Bo Maiden, Katie Robles, Monica Albarra, who have been here since day one, even the year before I joined the team. So they're key players, but we also have brand new players who've come in and made everybody kind of fight for their spots.
What is one main theme that guides your coaching philosophy?
I guess it'd be give it all you have. I think it's best to leave a game even after a loss, but say that was all I had. That was the best I could do, and you walk away feeling okay about it.
Very nice. What subjects do you teach, and what do you enjoy most about teaching?
I teach a history class, and then I also am part of the new program at College Place High School called Studio 57, which is more of like a maker space and kind of an open-ended senior project class. That is a fun class to teach, mainly because a lot of us teachers are learning alongside the students, and I really enjoy when teachers and students are one of the same.
Do you enjoy watching soccer on TV or in person, and do you have any favorite teams?
Yes, to both. I like soccer in TV and in person. I'm still just a classic Sounders fan. Ever since they started, I was going yearly.
Interesting. That's always fun and pastime. Soccer seems to have gained a foothold in American culture in the past few decades. What would you attribute to that popularity?
I think our growth in diversity in America and acceptance of diversity has 100% contributed to different cultures bringing in sports they're passionate about. And now here's the foothold, and people in America are embracing it. And it's incredible to watch. I mean, we're a melting pot. It's amazing.
And lastly, what is the funniest thing that has happened on your soccer team in the past year?
It usually involves me tripping. Like, it's usually something happens where I fall, so.
And has that happened so far this season?
One time. One time I tripped, but I've been pretty good this year, but the girls would agree that probably some of the funnier stories involve me falling.
Well, I look forward to seeing that happen. Thank you, Mrs. Rogers, for your time.
Again, this has been Focus on the Hawks with College Place High School soccer coach Trista Rogers. We'll continue with the halftime show right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
You may not know, the Grocery Outlet works hard to bring you organic, specialty, all-natural, and healthy brand-name products. Items from Clif Bar, Annie's, Silk Soy Milk, and lots of others, all at great prices. We group all of these items in our NOSH section. NOSH stands for Natural, Organic, Specialty, and Healthy. And you can find these items by the green signs in our store that say NOSH. Grocery Outlet, the healthier way to save.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
Hi, this is Sheila at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Our special in September, $3 off UPS or FedEx ground shipping or $5 off air. If you have things that your college student has left behind, we can send those off. Or if had guests staying for Labor Day holiday, we can send off the things that they left behind. And don't forget, at Postal Annex of Walla Walla, we have all the packing materials that you might need. Come on in and see what we've got.
And they'll pack it up and wrap it for you, too. That's Postal Annex, your go-to get-it-done place. Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal, where at halftime the Royal Knights, number one ranked in the state, 30-game winning streak, two-time state defending champions here on the turf in Royal, lead the College Place Hawks 64-0. A recap of the action here in the first half. It was College Place winning the toss, electing to defer. They kicked off, and their second play from scrimmage, just a little screen pass to the receiver, who was Isaac Ellis, took it right down the left sideline from 44 yards from Sawyer Jenks, and with 11:23 to go in the first quarter, it was 7-0 Royal. And then you're going to hear a lot of this tonight. After it was a three and out and then a punt for College Place, which that was on that case, Royal took over, and very quickly it was Corbin Christensen on the very next play from the College Place 48, right down the middle of the field, blowing coverage. No one within 15 yards of the first team returning wide receiver and one of their stars in their state run last year, Corbin Christensen, 48-yard pass play from Sawyer Jenks. And then on the extra point, it was Christensen popping up from the holding position and hitting Quintero, the Carlos Quintero, out of the backfield. And it was a two-point conversion, and with 9:45 to go, 15-0 Royal. Then after another College Place three and out and punt, it was Corbin Christensen again, this one on a 51-yard pass from Sawyer Jenks. And just like that, just 4 minutes, actually less than 4 minutes into the game, it was 22-0 College Place, another three and out, and this punt was taken back, this time by Corbin Christensen, 65 yards, as they just developed a wall. He went down the left sideline in front of the Royal bench and just patiently awaited for his blocks. Really wasn't sprinting that hard, just kind of gingerly, I'd say, it was a fast jog on the left sideline, just waited for all of his blocks, waited for his cutting, very patient, finally cut inside, took it back 65 yards, 6:57 to go in the first quarter, 29-0. Then College Place again, another three and out, and then with 5:13 to go, it was a pass play, just a little out on the flat pass play to the running back, Quintero, and again, he's kind of weaved his way down the field, finally breaking through from 36 yards. College Place unable to bring him down, and with 5:13 to go in the first quarter, it was then 36-0. College Place, another three and out, and Christensen again took the punt back 55 yards with 3:34 to go in the first quarter, and with just one score after another, this Christensen scoring four times in that first quarter. At the end of one, it was 43-0 Royal. College Place again, at this time it was a short punt by Moreno with an illegal touching downfield, about a 21-yard punt by Moreno, no return, and it was Myrick, the feature running back, Lorenzo Myrick, the sophomore, 5'9", 160, right down the middle of the field early in the second quarter, 9:04 to go, and Royal was up 50-0 at that point. The Hawks got the ball back at their own 34, and on a 21-yard pass play to sophomore wide receiver Tanner Schwindel in a beautiful 36-yard bomb jump ball as Cameron Lindstrom climbed the ladder and went up and got it. Got down to the Royal 9-yard line. There's definitely College Place's best penetration of the first half. That drive did stall at the 8 on 4th and goal from the 8, and College Place turned it over on downs. Royal then ensued with a 92-yard drive highlighted by, first of all, a 3rd and 10 at their own 8-yard line, and then a 4th and 8 at the College Place 43. And it was finally Lorenzo Myrick, that man, with his second touchdown of the game. This time just a middle screen from quarterback Sawyer Jenks. And with 2:35 to go in the half, 57-0 Royal. Very next play out of shotgun, an errant snap went over the head of quarterback Miguel Moreno. He went back to get it. The ball just took an unfortunate bounce, bounced right back toward the Royal defense, where they recovered at the College Place. I believe that was a College Place 26-yard line. And then it was just a series of runs by freshman running back. I'll get it here in a second. Freshman running back Tucker Jeanette, 5'8", 140, took it in from 17 yards out with 108 to go. And that's where we stand here at the end of the first half. 64-0 Royal leads at the half. Statistical review here, rushing. It's Lorenzo Myrick, running back, 5 carries for 100 yards and 1 touchdown. And then it is Quintero with 2 carries for 33 yards. Jeanette, 3 carries for 27 yards and 1 touchdown. Passing, Sawyer Jenks, 6 for 9, 211 yards and 5 touchdowns. With, I'm just pausing here trying to get my all my facts straight here. 4 different players catching touchdowns, led by Corbin Christensen, 2 receptions, 99 yards, 2 scores. Isaac Ellis, 1 reception, 44 yards, 1 score. That was the initial touchdown of the game. And then it was Quintero with 1 reception, 36 yards, and a score. And then also another score, 1 reception, 16 yards by Myrick for a score. So 5 touchdown passes here for Sawyer Jenks in the first half. Royal penalized 4 times for 50 yards. They had no punts. They had no turnovers, like I said, and they had 1 interception by Quintero for, excuse me, Carrillo for 36 yards, which is called back on a penalty, and no fumbles lost. Total offense for Royal at the half, 148 yards rushing, 211 yards passing, 359 yards total offense. The Hawks, really not a whole lot to talk about on the rushing side at all of the ball, because they have actually rushed the ball so far tonight for minus 44 yards. 3 of those coming, admittedly, by bad center snaps. Passing, it's Miguel Moreno, 9 for 23, 1 interception, and 87 yards. His leading receiver, if you talk about receptions, has been sophomore Tanish Rendell, 5 receptions for 36 yards. And Cam Lindstrom, 3 receptions for 53 yards. Hawks penalized 3 times for 15 yards. 2 turnovers, the 1 interception and the 1 fumble loss. Total offense, minus 44 yards rushing, 87 yards passing, 43 yards total offense, with 4 first downs, mainly coming on that 1 drive from their own 34 down to the Royal 8. So again, here at the half, it is Royal 64, College Place nothing. Just a reminder, College Place Booster Club is excited to announce new membership opportunities for the 2017-18 school year. Booster Club funds help all College Place students across a variety of endeavors. The College Place Booster Club has a goal of helping as many students as possible. If you are interested in becoming a booster member, we are having individual memberships starting as low as $25. Please contact a Booster Club member to join. Thank you, and go Hawks. And let's see here, winding down here, about 2:51 to go. And I just want to say here, as I was listening to that interview with Trista Rogers, our soccer coach, she is the project coordinator for the Studio 57 Senior Project team, of which I am a member. And I just want to say publicly that so far it has been a thrill to work with Trista, and under her leadership and her passion for seniors and engaging in real-world problems. And I'm really looking forward to school year and just kind of seeing what unfolds as we lead about 56 seniors through a untried and untested process, which so far I think has been really rewarding for everybody concerned. That's the Studio 57 class. Both teams coming out on the field as we have kickoff here in a few minutes, and we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley.
You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family, reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal. Halftime scores 64-0. Just getting ready to start action here in the third quarter, as looks like Corain and Taylor going to be back for College Place to receive the kick from Cooper Christensen. I would anticipate that we will have running clock from here on out, as we have a 40-point deficit here in the second half. Christensen approaches the ball. It's a little bloop kick up the sideline at the 27. Right up middle of the field, Rogers looking for a gap, kind of tiptoes, and finally he is flattened and dropped up at the 35-yard line. Give Rogers about a 6-yard return for College Place, and decent field position for the Hawks here from their own 35-yard line. Again, they had a little bit of an offensive spark there at the end of the first half, and we would see some liberal substitutions here, as I see a whole bunch of numbers out there that I didn't see in the first half for the black-helmeted, black-shirted, black-panted Royal Knights with their gold numbers, and again, all black helmets with their names in gold on the back of their jerseys. Moreno and shotgun, flanked by Rogers, double wides either side, three-man front. Fake the handoff. Moreno fires out in the flat. That ball caught by Jesus Moreno, knocked out of bounds. Short, I was going to say short gain, but as it is, I think it is no gain on the play, on the completion. You're going to bring up second and 10 from the 35-yard line. And clock, again, will be running. That play went out of bounds, but spotted the 35, second and 10, as we will have running clock here throughout the second half. 64-0 Royal at the half on 5 touchdown passes by junior quarterback Sawyer Jenks, the heir apparent, again, taking over from his brother, who was the All-State participant at quarterback last year and led them to the state title. Second and 10 from the 35, empty backfield. Moreno in shotgun, back to pass, looks, fires over the middle. That ball caught, and Trindell, again, College Place trying to run with it before they're catching it, and I think that's about the fifth drop of the night, is Moreno throwing that ball right on the money. You got to look that ball into your hands before you take off, and that pass is incomplete up at about the 41-yard line. Going to bring up a third down and 10 for the Hawks. Just underway here in the second half. Again, we do have running clock, 64-0 Royal. And College Place, again, empty backfield, three wides right, two left, third and 10. Moreno in shotgun all by himself there. Three-man front, back to pass, pumps, then he just fires deep down the field. And going back and trying to haul it in for the pick, and I think he did make it over by the sideline as chasing it down was Jose Carrillo with his second pick of the night. That coming at the Hawk 47-yard line as Moreno just kind of hanging it up there. Taylor was going deep, and the pass was well short, and Carrillo has his second pick, this one coming at the Hawk 47-yard line. So the third turnover of the game here, 9:07 to go and clock running, and I would expect us to see, yes, we will see, sophomore quarterback Tyler Allred. He is a 5'9", 150-pound sophomore, as I mentioned. In season, he is 6'8", 55 yards, and one score. Allred will come out with single back in the backfield. Wides either side, tight end right, four-man front for College Place. Toss sweep, right side, trying to get the corner, cutting inside, and getting back to the line of scrimmage is, I believe, Jack Diaz. Give Diaz no gain on the play. As so far, I don't even have Diaz down on the year for any kind of rushing activity. Second down and 10 is Jeanette, who ended the first half, the freshman, with a 17-yard run. He checks in at the running back spot. Allred gets the play in from the sideline from Coach Wiley Allred, 18th year, 159 wins, 20 losses, 6 state titles. Two wides right and one left, tight end left, four-man front. As out is Allred in shotgun as they hand the ball up the middle, picking his way inside the 45, down to the 42 is Jeanette for a 5-yard gain. As Royal just going to put it on the ground here, already up 64-0. Third down and 5 for the Royal Knights. Checking in for them at wide receiver is Owen Ellis. Third and 5 with 7:32 to go here in the third quarter. Boy, that first quarter seemed like it took forever with all the passing and scoring. I never thought that quarter would end. So here we are, third down and 5, hash mark right, single back Allred flanking the quarterback, Tyler Allred, with Jeanette flanking him. Sorry, little curl pass through the hands of the receiver out here in the flat. Pass intended for Owen Ellis, incomplete. That'll bring up a fourth down and 5 at the College Place 42. And Allred's going to stay in there as the Royal Knights in the first half already converted a fourth and 5 at the College Place 43. Now they have a fourth and 8 at the College Place 43. Now a fourth and 5 at the College Place 42 as Jeanette flanks Allred, two wides right. Back to pass, looking to throw Allred out in the flat. Man wide open out the 30. Tries to spin away, cannot get away from David Rogers out there in the flat. But it will be a 10-yard completion on the play to Diego Santillan. I think I have that right, yes. And he is number 84. And that play goes for 10 yards and a Royal first down. So 10-yard completion by Tyler Allred, his first of the night. First and 10 Royal at the College Place 32. Hand the ball off right at the middle. Wide open field here, 35-30, 25-20. Running is Jeanette for the end zone, 10, the 5. Lindstrom tries to get there. He cannot. And it'll be Tyler Allred taking it in from 32 yards. Tucker Jeanette taking it in from 32 yards out on just a straight dive. And the Royal Knights now go up 70-0 here with 5:44 to go in the third quarter. So a beautiful run by the freshman, his second touchdown of the night as he packs it in here. And back in for the extra point is Guerrero. So again, a 32-yard run by Jeanette there on the play. Snap, spot, kick is breaking through. The Hawks, all kinds of pressure, but unable to get through is Peyton Riddler, and the kick is good. 5:44 to go here, third quarter. Your score, Royal 71, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
You've been waiting for the best time to buy all year, and it's finally here. The end of season sales event at McCurley Integrity Toyota, where you'll find us rolling out our most popular models at jaw-dropping prices. Drive home a 2017 Corolla LE for just $128 a month, and the versatile 2017 RAV4 LE is just $177 a month. 0% up to 72 months on many new Toyotas, or $3,000 in rebates. While you're here, test drive the 2018 Camry. Experience the enhanced handling and superior ride quality and all it has to offer. It only happens once a year, and it's going on now. You can't afford to wait on a vehicle you can afford during the end of season sales event. Only at McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla on North Wilbur Avenue in Walla. Integrity in everything we do for you. And visit us online at McCurleyToyota.com.
36-month leases, Corolla LE stock number T269-3199 due and signing. RAV4 LE stock number T324-4999 due and signing. Financing offers available on select models on approved credit plus tax title license and AC dealer for details. Expires 10/2/17.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at KGDCRadio.com.
I'll tell you what, they have the shortest breaks here after scores. I think they're about, seem like you're about 20 seconds long. They score a touchdown, and then out comes a kickoff team, and they don't even wait. Is that Axel Carain takes the kickoff back from his own 10, back to the 27-yard line, where the Hawks will have it first and 10 at their own 27 hash mark right, trailing 71-0, three wides out to the right, one left. Marino in shotgun, flanked by a single back, four-man front, showing blitz is Royal. Long count by Marino, and he's going to hand the ball off up the middle, and trying to break three is Marshall. Loses the ball as it's stripped away, and it comes loose, and there's a scramble for it down at the six-yard line, and out come the Royal Knights as Marshall tried to get the corner, and the defender just came up and stripped it, and the Knights will be in business here, first and 10. At the College Place 7-yard line, is Marshall just kind of holding it out there and not able to secure it. And that's one thing that College Place doesn't want to do right now, already trailing 71-0. And now the Knights with great field position down at the 7-yard line after the fumble. So all kinds of scoring here tonight by the number one ranked Royal Knights, and College Place is giving them a gift there. First and goal, just inside the right hash mark. Allred, the backup quarterback, checking in, as he will have, again, pretty much their backups here in offensively. Now in at running back, Carter Dorsing. One man offset to the left and wide to either side. Allred under center. You're going to hand the ball up the middle, and that was to the man that was in the side position, Carter Dorsing. He's going to take it down inside the, actually down to the five. Dorsing for a gain of 2 on the play. That's his first carry of the night for a gain of 2 down to the 5-yard line. Again, we have a running clock, so the clock only stops for scores and for the end of the quarter, as Allred checking back in at the quarterback position. Dorsing again with number 26. I don't even know who 26 is. Not on my roster. Eye formation set. Turn, hand the ball up right up the middle. Dorsing spins, gets down to about the 2-yard line. Is Dorsing down to the 2. I do have another roster here, and I still don't know who 26 is. Third down and goal from the 2-yard line, as Royal will come out again with Dorsing single back in the backfield, the mysterious number 26 behind him. Eye formation set. Third down and goal from the 2. Five-man front is hand the ball off right in the middle. Dorsing tries to get to the goal line, stacked up and dropped. And they're going to say no gain on the handoff to Dorsing. And it'll bring up fourth down and goal from the 2. And they again will go for it, as the Knights have already converted on what? Two fourth down situations. Fourth and goal from the 2. Single back is Osvaldo Guerrero. He's the kicker. I think they're going to actually kick a field goal. Yes, they are. Allred will hold, Guerrero's going to line it up from the, the 8-yard line. So field goal time for the Knights, not wishing to run the score up any further here. Snap, spot, kick is up, and it is just inside left upright, and it is good. 1:23 to go here, third quarter. Your score, Royal 74, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Did you know that heating and cooling accounts for 50 to 70% of the average home's energy consumption? Total Comfort Solutions is offering savings on the double. Save $500 now on a qualifying heating and cooling system. Save every day on energy costs. If your system is over 10 years old, a new system can pay for itself in energy efficiency. Take advantage of the Comfort Combo Special and save $500 on a qualifying comfort system. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744 or visit ComfortRightDayOrNight.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, a kick off the side of the foot, fielded by Marshall, the 25, up to the 30, the 35, open field, 40, 45, breaks straight into Royal territory, crosses midfield, and gets all the way back to the Royal 47-yard line. Give Marshall a great return of 28 yards as College Place on their last two possessions, turning the ball over deep in their own side of the field. But this time Marshall's going to take it back 28 yards, and College Place in good shape here. First and 10 at the Royal 47-yard line. Again, the College Place trails 74 to nothing, but they're just trying to get now some sort of score on the board as all kinds of substitutes in, as we have a running clock here inside of 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Moreno with one man out to the left, three wide in shotgun, flanked by a single back in the backfield, three-man front, back to pass. Moreno looks to throw. It looks, fires over middle, caught. Lindstrom inside the 40, spins, tries to make three-man miss, does, still going, tries to trip away, and he might have lost the ball, though he didn't lose the ball. He's dropped down as he just did all kinds of dancing, running laterally, trying to get away from the pursuit. As it is, it's a 12-yard completion down to the Royal 35-yard line. Lindstrom with his fourth reception of the night for 65 yards. First and 10 Hawks, the Royal 35-yard line, and that might be the last play of the third quarter, and I think it will be. 74 to nothing here at the end of three here in Royal, in favor of the Royal Knights. And we're going to take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Remember the simpler times when local grocery stores were the hubs of every town? Everybody knew everybody. Now, with our busy lives and schedules, we seem to have lost that feeling. But not at Walla Walla's Harvest Foods. We still value community and hometown pride. We want to know your name, hear about the kids, and cheer on the College Place Hawks with you. And if you think we're stuck in the past, text KGDC Harvest to 71441 to get today's daily special texted to your phone. That's KGDC Harvest to 71441. Go Hawks! You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal City on the north side of town, where it's been all Royal tonight. They will have their 31st straight win. And I'm doing the math here. So far, they've outscored their opponents this year 212-3. All right, actually going to have an I formation set. Rogers with Jamison the up man, Moreno in shotgun, two wides left and one right. as this has been a different set that we haven't seen so far tonight, as the Royal Knights with all kinds of new players in. They got the chain set over there on the far side. First and 10 of the Royal 35, moving from left to right. Shotgun snap, back to pass. Moreno hands the ball off. Rogers up the middle, cuts inside to the 35, down to the 32 goes David Rogers. That's actually his first positive gain of the night. 3 yards, actually give him a 4-yard gain, closer to that. 4-yard gain down to the 31. Going to bring up second down and 6 for College Place. Again, we will have a running clock throughout this fourth quarter. Royal lead 74-0, mainly led by senior Corbin Christensen with 2 touchdown receptions, 2 punt returns, and junior quarterback Sawyer Jinks with 5 touchdown passes in the first half. They're going to go split backs in the backfield with Rogers and Jamison, 2 wides on the left. Shotgun snap, hand the ball off right side as Rogers trips up at the 35, dives forward, and pretty much just gets back. Actually, call it a loss of 1 back to the 32-yard line for Rogers. We're going to bring up a 3rd down and 7 College Place at the 32. This set up by the 28-yard kickoff return by Cameron Marshall and Cam Lindstrom with a 12-yard reception a moment ago. But here we go, 3rd down and 7 at the Royal 32-yard line. Split backs again, Jamison and Rogers in the backfield. 2 wides left and 1 right. Moreno again in shotgun. 4-man front, snap back, back to pass, fires over the middle. That ball tipped through the hands of Schrendel. Looks like it might have been tipped at the line by Carlos Dorsing. Schrendel down about the 30-yard line, though, couldn't haul it in. Looked like it was in a catchable ball, but it's incomplete. Going to bring up 4th down. Moreno 11 for 28, 2 interceptions and 99 yards passing. As see if College Place can dial something up here. 4th down and 7 at the Royal 32-yard line. Again, clock running here according to rule, even after the incompletion. 2 wides right, 2 wides left, single back flanking. It's Marshall flanking Moreno. 5-man front for Royal. Snap back, Moreno looks to throw. Looks, fires over the middle, and it's Schrendel hauling in. Looks like first it was going to go through his hands. He kind of caught it on the bounce there before he's wrapped up down at the 23-yard line. But gives Schrendel a 9-yard completion on 3rd and 7, and it is a Hawks first down, 1st and 10 at the 23. Schrendel so far 6 receptions for 45 yards. 9:15 to go here in the game. Royal leading 74-0. Hash mark left. College Place did get down earlier, down as far as the Royal 8, and then turn it over on downs. It'll be Rogers flanking Moreno. 3 wides out right and 1 left as he surveys the defense. Snap back. Moreno looks, fires out in the flat, way, way over the head of Schrendel on the bubble screen, about 3 yards over his head. That pass falls incomplete. We'll bring up 2nd down and 10 from the Royal 23-yard line. I just want to highlight, while we have time, action going on this week on the College Place, other teams or sports teams. Girls varsity game tomorrow, 11 a.m. at home against Granger. And then tomorrow at Connell, cross country goes up to Connell in a varsity invitational involving 7 other different schools. Double wides either side now. Jamison's going to shift to the left, so we have 3 wides out left with Rogers flanking Moreno. Lindstrom off to the right. 2nd and 10 from the 23. Back to pass. Moreno pumps. Now he fires deep down the field. The ball way over the head of the receiver down there, who was Adriel Zaragoza. That pass incomplete. We'll bring up 3rd down and 10. From the 23, continuing on with action, Monday night, 4 p.m., girls soccer will be at Warden. Then Tuesday night, girls soccer will be at Connell at 6 p.m., followed by girls varsity volleyball, 6:30 p.m., also at Connell. Thursday night, back home, it's the girls soccer team playing at 6 o'clock at home against Columbia Burbank, and the same team, Columbia Burbank, playing the girls' varsity team in volleyball. 3rd and 10 from the 23. Moreno back to pass. Looks, fires out in the flat, just throws it way, way over the head of Lindstrom. incomplete, bring up fourth down and 10 from the 23. Continuing on with action this week, 4 p.m., it's be the cross-country varsity meet at Royal, and that will involve Goldendale and Granger. And check that, soccer is playing Mapton at 6 o'clock Thursday night. It's the Columbia Burbank taking on the Lady Hawks in volleyball. And then we will be up the road about 30 miles, I'm going to guess, northeast of here at Warden, just short of Moses Lake, as we're going to take on the Warden Cougars in the third league game of the year. Fourth and 10, empty backfield, two wides left, three wide. Marina rolling to his right, looking to throw, under pressure, looks to throw, looking, fires downfield. Man, it was there, and it was incomplete, knocked away at the last second. As Lindstrom looked like he might have a beat on that, down about the five-yard line. It falls incomplete, and fourth down, turn the ball over on down. So Moreno is kind of running for dear life off to the right side, looking for some sort of action downfield as he was directing traffic, looking for Moreno, and it's incomplete. College Place turns it over on downs at the Royal 23-yard line. Clock running inside of 6 minutes. Royal leading 74-0. We're going to come off with an I formation set with Dorsing the down man. 26 is our mysterious up man. And hand the ball up the middle. Dorsing a little bit of a gap there. Gets across the 25. And he's going to pack it up to the 27-yard line. Does Dorsing, as he is a sophomore, 6'1", 175-pound running back. Gain of about, 4 on the play to the 27. Second down and 6 for the Royal Knights. Again, they have dominated here tonight, 74-0. Allred comes out flanked by Dorsing, two wides to the left and one right. Snap back, hand the ball off up the middle. It's kind of picking his way forward. That's a new number, as that is Gunner Livingston is what I have. Gunner Livingston for a gain of 8 yards on the play. So that's the first time I've called that number, as we have all kinds of new players in, as Royal has a roster of, I swear, of about 80 players. They just seem to have, when they were warming up, it just seemed like they just came out in droves. Their roster covers a page and a half, and as it is, they have on the 8 yard gain by Livingston, a first and 10 hash mark right at the 35. Again, it'll be all red with an I formation set, as I can't quite see who the running backs are. Wides to either side, turn, hand the ball off to the deep back. Picks his way up to the 38-yard line for a gain of 3 on the play. As that man, the mysterious, another mysterious number 26, I don't really know who that is, give him a gain of 3 yards up to the 38, as we're down to 3:53 to go. Royal leading 74-0, just making wholesale substitutions here. Second down and 7 at their own 38-yard line. Shotgun set, three wides out to the left. Looks like tight end right. I believe that's back to pass, firing over the middle. That ball caught by Christensen. Crossing midfield, spun down up at the 45-yard line. So completion to Cooper Christensen. Again, that's the first time I've called that name. Cooper Christensen for a gain to the College Place 45-yard line for a gain of 17. Second completion for Allred. So 17-yard completion there for Allred. And another Royal first down is coming at the 45-yard line. Offset in the backfield, single back, two wides right, and one wide left, as Allred now kind of directing traffic back there. Four-man front from the 45. Turn, hand the ball off left side, trying to get the corner. Is that mysterious number 26? And knifing in is Jameson on the tackle for loss, back at the 48 for a loss of 3. So nice defensive play by number 9 from his defensive end spot, coming through and netting him for a 3-yard loss. kind of pausing here. See if I can hear the... See if I can catch the guy's name, number 26, and I just can't. He's not on any roster that I have. Second down and 13 for the Knights. That might be Dominic Martinez, who is 5'3", 120. And I'm going to go with that because he's on the roster, but doesn't have a number listed on the roster. Hand the ball up. I'm going to say it's Martinez. Again, Jameson's going to gobble him up and drop him for a two-yard loss back at about the midfield stripe. That'll bring up third down and 15. So Dominic Martinez in getting some action here for the Knights. Third and 15 as we're down to 121 and counting, running clock here in the ballgame. 74-0 Royal, third and 15 right at midfield. As quarterbacking now is Caleb Christensen. As how many Christensens are on this roster? 1, 2, 3, 4. So Caleb Christensen in at quarterback. Third and 15 from midfield. Turn, hand the ball off to a man I haven't called, whose number I haven't called yet tonight either, Kevin Reyes. Kevin Reyes, number 32, going to take it down to the 43-yard line for a gain of 7 yards on the play. As all kinds of players seeing action here, going to bring up fourth down and 8, and I think we're going to see the final play of the ball game possibly coming up here. 25 seconds and counting, 74-0 Royal, hash mark left at the Hawk 43-yard line. Bringing him out then is Caleb Christensen, single back set in the Hawk backfield. And in motion toward the formation, they're going to turn, they're going to pitch the ball off right side, getting boggled up and trying to break three and diving back toward the line of scrimmage is Gunnar Livingston. Great pursuit there by Alex Smith, and drop for a 2-yard loss on the play is the running back, Livingston, and that will do it here in the ball game as he stopped at the 45. So a learning experience for the College Place Hawks here as they come into David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal, and it's a track meet in the first quarter. Unfortunately, all Royal, as they jump out to a 43-0 first quarter lead and just hold that throughout. We had running clock the entire second half. Final score, the Royal Knights 74, College Place Hawks nothing. And we'll take a 2-minute timeout, return with a post-game show. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
At Walla Walla Carpet One Floor and Home, you always get more without paying more. Like expert consultants, the buying power of over 1,000 stores, the beautiful guarantee. At our Get More Flooring Sale, save 10 to 50% on select floors featuring Tigressa carpets and invincible waterproof flooring with special 18-month financing available on approved credit. Only at Walla Walla Carpet One. Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 11611 West Rose Street in the Shopco parking lot.
Keeping abreast of local community news, sports, and information in the Walla Walla Valley is now easier than ever with your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Visit unionbulletin.com and get the best in local sports and photography, plus trusted, need-to-know local news and information, and online classifieds. The Union Bulletin is proud to support the Valley's communities and schools. Join the conversation at unionbulletin.com. That's union-bulletin.com.
Don't say it.
Back.
Don't say it, Mom.
Back to?
Mom!
Back to school!
Ugh, if I have to go back to school, at least I get to go to the Y.
That's right. The Walla Walla YMCA has after-school childcare, youth sports, swim lessons, and more. They will keep you busy so I can rest easy at work.
Okay, Mom, but I don't know why you're so happy.
I know, son. Visit WWYMCA.org to see all the programs available for your family or call the Walla Walla YMCA at 509-525-8863.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to David Nielsen Stadium here in Royal, where it's been the number one ranked Royal Knights just pouring it on from the very beginning as they come away with a 74-0 varsity win here in SCAC East action, dropping College Place to 2-2 on the year and 0-2 overall. As College Place won the toss, elected to defer and kick off, and it didn't take long for Royal to hit the scoreboard on a 44-yard pass play from Jenks to Isaac Ellis down the left sideline, and with 11:23 to go, 7-0. And then it was 9:45 to go after a College Place punt. Corbin Christensen, the next play, wide open down the middle of the field. 48-yard touchdown pass from Jenks, 2-point conversion pass from Christensen to Quintero. And only 2 minutes and 15 seconds of the game, it's 15-0. A little more than a minute later, after another three and out for College Place, Corbin Christensen again, this time on a 51-yard pass from Jenks, 22-0 with 8:16 to go. And then, once again, a little bit more than a minute later, three and out for the College Place offense. Corbin Christensen takes it back 65 yards on the punt, just patiently waiting for his blocking. He takes it all the way down the field, and it was at that point 29-0, still only barely more than 5 minutes into the game. Then it was Jenks to Quintero coming out of the backfield. Carlos Quintero, 36 yards out for another score. And then it was Christensen again with 3:34 to go, taking a punt back, this time 55 yards. And it was 43-0 with 3:34 to go in the second quarter. It was then Myrick scoring on a 32-yard run after a short Moreno punt and illegal touching gave Royal the ball to College Place 37. Moreno just packing it, just College Place unable to get a solid angle, tacking angle on him. He takes it in from 32 yards out. And then with 2:35 to go after a long College Place drive starting from their 34, highlighted by a 21-yard pass play to Tanner Schwindel, and a 36-yard jump ball deep pass from Moreno to Lindstrom got College Place down to the Royal 9, where their drive stalled on a just a turnover on downs. And it was Royal getting it back from their own 8, driving back 92 yards at a 3rd-and-10 that they converted at their own 8. And they also had a 4th-and-8 at the College Place 43 that they converted. And it was finally Myrick scoring on a 16-yard middle screen pass from Jenks with 2:35 to go in the second quarter, 57-0 at that point. But they weren't done as a freshman. Jeanette with 108 to go in the second quarter after a Moreno fumble. He was unable to come up with a snap. Jeanette taking it in for the score, and it was 64-0 at halftime. Then in the third quarter, Jeanette again with 5:44 to go, scoring from 32 yards out after another Hawk turnover. And finally, after yet another Hawk fumble and lost, it was College Place turning back the Royal backups offensively. They turned them back on a 3rd-down and goal from the 2, and it was Royal electing to kick the field goal with 1:23 to go in the third, 74-0. College Place with a little bit of offensive momentum getting as far as the Royal 23-yard line in the fourth quarter, but that was as far as they got. Looking at Royal offensively, all kinds of players getting in the action. I'll just give you the highlights. It was Lorenzo Myrick, 5 carries, 100 yards, 1 score. And it was Tucker Jeanette, 5 carries, 64 yards, and 2 scores. And also Quintero, 2 carries for 33 yards. Passing, Sawyer Jenks, junior quarterback, 6 for 9, 211 yards, 5 touchdowns. Tyler Allred, I have him 1 for 2 for 10 yards, and Caleb Christensen 1 for 1 for 17 yards. Receiving, it was Corbin Christensen, 2 receptions, 99 yards, 2 scores. A bunch of other players with 1 reception, touchdowns by Isaac Ellis, Lorenzo Myrick, and Carlos Quintero. Offensively, at Royal, I have them for 205 yards rushing, 238 yards passing, 443 yards total offense, four penalties, 450 yards. If you're looking for a weakness in the Royal Knights, they did have a couple of penalties, four for 50 yards. College Place offensively, really not a whole lot to talk about. They got stuffed really on the night for 41 yards, minus 41 yards rushing, passing. Senior quarterback Miguel Moreno, 12 for 33, two interceptions, 108 yards. His leading receiver, which I think was really a bright spot, sophomore Tanner Schwindel, six receptions for 45 yards. And senior wideout Cameron Lindstrom, four receptions for 65 yards, one on that deep 36-yard pass play where he just went up and got it. College Place with six first downs, three penalties, 15 yards. He had three turnovers, two interceptions, and they did lose actually four turnovers, two interceptions and two fumbles lost, three penalties for 15 yards lost. So, again, all Royal here tonight, 74-0. Again, a reminder, College Place will be in action next Friday, just northeast of us here. So you can take on the Warden Cougars with our broadcast starting at 6:35 p.m. with kickoff at 7. Just thank you for listening here tonight on, again, kind of a turf field out in the middle of nowhere, kind of the field of dreams here in Royal City. Is our final score from Royal. It's a Royal Knights 74, College Place Hawks nothing. And this has been Scott Reardon. I just want to thank Daniel John back at the station for all his efforts. And I just want to wish everybody a good evening and good night.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.